106.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding roots, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
Thanks to the dedication of the people of Shasta County, we are able to move more quickly through Phase 2 of California's COVID-19 reopening plan. As our friends and neighbors reopen their businesses, remember this carefully thought-out plan is necessary to continue to limit the spread of COVID-19, and following the reopening guidance is critical. We still need to do everything we can to protect our vulnerable neighbors. Those aged 65 and older or with underlying medical conditions should stay home as much as possible. Non-essential travel and mass gatherings are still not allowed at this time, and we all need to continue to practice social distancing. Wear masks when out in public, stay home when sick, and practice respiratory hygiene. To see a list of businesses that can reopen with modifications, go to ShastaReady.org and click on Roadmap to Recovery. Our continued dedication to reopening in a safe, controlled manner will help us beat COVID-19 and continue to move forward.
Doing the charts for last week, but we are now focused on the week of December 7th to the 11th with the stories from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, the top 10 stories of the week, as decided by the management and the crew over at Talkers, the people list as well. Joining me is Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden here. Victoria from the DJV program. McFadden is on the staff at Radio America. They've been a part of many of my programs over the years, and he has certainly lots to say, even when there's nothing to be said. You know, it's what a good person.
Well, my wife says anyway.
Is all about, yeah, right. Well, listen, she knows. She's been with you for a long time, it would seem. Yeah. All right, so the story list, sometimes I start at the top, sometimes I start at the bottom. We haven't worked over the people list. Maybe I'll make reference to that as we're going through these items. But you can find them anytime you want. If you are curious as to what's on the list, go to talkers.com, see the stories in the people list there every week. I think that at number 10, we spent a good deal of time, Victoria, talking about this on the DJV program this week, space-related news, the SpaceX rocket launch, the plans to go to the moon, the fact that John Denver, one of our DJV downloads this week, has a focus on John Denver running up as he was going to be. There was a choice. I don't know if you knew this, Richie, or not. But when Challenger went up in 1986, what the NASA folks had decided is they wanted a citizen. And they boiled it down to two people, Christa McAuliffe and John Denver. And
I never knew that. That's wild.
Yeah. It's kind of wild.
And then he ended up dying in a plane crash anyway. So he
was, unfortunately, seemed
destined for
aviation. But he trained with these people. He knew all these people. And they had been, because they put the top three or four into training and then decided that it was better to have the teacher astronaut because more would come of it. And I think that was probably the right decision. But at any rate, there's a lot of focus.
It's Take Me Home, Country Roads, a whole new meaning.
Yeah, right. That's an interesting way of looking at it, yeah. Take me home. No, I'm not going to sing, I promise. All right. Next up here, the focus. We have in Massachusetts, where I am, a big discussion going on of police reform. The focus on reform as it relates to racial relationships. That's number 9 this week on the countdown. The idea of whether reform. These people who say defund. No, I mean, that's ridiculous. There's still some people who are beating that drum, but it's not going to get anywhere. In Massachusetts, what they were trying to do was not use facial recognition, and that was part of the bill. But the governor says, no, I'm not signing any bill that doesn't allow the police to use facial recognition. And then that, so that brings into the focus how much, pardon the pun, how much of law enforcement is using this sort of technology already? You got to wonder, your brother was a policeman for a long time, Richie. What are they doing, the kind of facial recognition stuff? He worked in a school situation, but I'm sure he must have had opportunity.
I don't know that he ever talked about any facial recognition stuff. I know that when you ride down the highway, so like for us going into D.C. here in Northern Virginia, when we ride down Route 66 into D.C., you'll see the state trooper cars or even the county cars sitting on the side of the road, and they have these two little, looks like radar guns on the back of their trunk. And not only are they radar guns, but they are reading hundreds of license plates simultaneously and filtering through and looking for whether you've ever had a speeding ticket or whether maybe you're out on the lam and they're looking for you. I mean, it, just the fact that they can go through the amount of information that they can in seconds, less than seconds, to, I mean, thousands of people drive on this road every single minute, and they can see who's there and pick out who they want. It's just, it's amazing to me.
Yeah.
Scary.
Well, it is, and that's it. They wonder if there's too much technology. Back again to reform, I'm wondering how many of these people on the job actually know how to use this stuff intelligently, if they've been trained well enough, because it's very sensitive stuff. And how, and the information that's available is very sensitive. And from what I know of how in many places police are picked, you know, they'll take anybody that is breathing because it's not popular to be a police officer in some jurisdictions. And so the quality of people,
I will
the
tell
training.
You that my brother just retired.
Yeah.
He said, you know what, I'm not going to lose my pension. And I'm going to get out of here before things get really, really, really bad. And they're there right now.
Yeah.
The, Washington, D.C. had to put a moratorium on retirement requests. They said no more retirements because it was just everybody was saying, I'm out.
Yeah. Yep.
And so they finally had to say, nope, we're not going to give anybody any retirement. You can leave, but you won't get your retirement at least until after the inauguration. So anybody who wants to get out is stuck there at least until January 21st.
Well, that comes what that brings up is actually the number two item this week. I'm going to flip up to that because the people who are still claiming that, well, there are two things here. This is a two-pronged approach. First of all, Trump is still claiming that there's fraud or there are people that still believe that. And then, you know, the business about whether our electoral system works. The overall question, I think some of the questions, frankly, that have come up about the way the elections have been run are correctly to be in focus. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of questions. Did Trump win? I don't think he did. But, you know, I'm looking at the popular vote because I don't give a damn about the Electoral College. I know you think that it's important, Richie, for lots of reasons. We've had this sort of conversation.
Everybody wants to give everybody a voice until it comes to the Electoral College.
Yeah, well... But why?
And,
you
then
know,
they, and then they want to be able to control it. But yeah, we've had this argument before.
Yes, and it hasn't gotten this very far. Anyway,
let me ask you this though. Let me ask you this: do you think that there was? Do you think that the election was on the up and up?
I think that the election, the results of the election, are what the results would have been. I don't like a lot of the electronic gizmos. For me, what I think is proper is that we all go. We need to have elections on a weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and everybody needs to go to an election, to a place where there is a ballot box where you fill out the ballot, you put it in. The chances of screwing with that are much less than with the mail and early voting and all this other stuff, because you never, who knows where this stuff goes? You know, you hear stories all the time now about, I forget which state it was in, where, the election officials, after everybody went home, brought out boxes and boxes and boxes of votes that weren't counted. You know, that kind of stuff is just not
that was in
wrong.
Georgia,
it's
and
criminal.
That was, those were military ballots that had come from overseas. That was another rumor, misinformation flying around that these mysterious ballots came along and they, you know, weren't they, and it wasn't on camera. That's not true. The whole thing was live streamed, and so
okay. So
they were military ballots.
What about the fact that just representatives from both parties weren't allowed to watch and
that's also not true. Where did that happen, though? Because where did that happen? Because I mean, I've been following this.
Arizona, Georgia.
That's but that's
basically
just not
the
true,
five contested
though.
States. You can tell yourself that. Go ahead.
I'm not telling myself anything, Rich. That I don't want to tell myself that.
It's
but
absolutely
there
true.
Then how come all of these lawsuits have been completely thrown out, and all of these quote unquote signed affidavits? Well, these are Trump elected judges or Trump appointed judges that are throwing these cases.
Yeah, but there
out.
Are
this
also,
is not a bunch
there
of
are
Democrats
also affidavits
doing it.
Signed by people that saying that they weren't allowed to watch the count.
Well, see, we get into the same focus here, and it brings into really line the discussion about how awkward and inefficient and improper the elections are, and why it is that we can't get on the same page. Part of it is politics. Part of it is laziness. Part of it is complacency.
And the fact that every state has a different set of rules makes it much more difficult.
Right.
Every state needs to have to be on some sort of same page.
Fixed. Meanwhile, just sort of a postscript to the discussion of the Trump election or not election. Do you know that he's raised since he lost? He's raised like $214 million. What's he going to do with that money?
He's got a lot of legal bills.
$214 million?
No,
but the Republican National Committee is responsible for that stuff, aren't they?
Mm-mm. I don't think so. No, I think that's why he had to do all the fundraising.
It's a legal fund to help pay for all of these investigations.
Yeah, I don't think the RNC is on the hook for this. If he wants to challenge the results, I don't think that I don't think they have to pay for it.
I don't think the RNC would back him on it.
No. Okay.
Maybe not. Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, Giuliani wanted to charge $20,000 a day, and that's probably – he probably got close to that as his fee. So, and that's just one lawyer. He's got attorneys in every state practically. So,
and you see some of the things going on. The Secretary of State, who's a Republican in Georgia, has gotten death threats because of what's going on. And nobody can really say, okay, so why is there a death threat? Well, because we don't like what's going on in Georgia. Most people, the people that are moving down there, I think part of this is that the people moving in to register to vote just to vote for one side or the other has really, that's put a stench.
Well, they've already missed
on
the
this
deadline.
Whole thing.
That's another fake news story. People are not moving to Georgia just to register to vote and then moving out again. You can't even do that. That's not even how their registration works in Georgia. So this is just another, I put this in the same category as the QAnon craziness. It's just there's so much fear mongering out there in that gets picked up and goes viral and people take it as real news. It's just,
At the same time, a lot of the news is being minimized and being called as fake news.
Well, that depends
is actually
on your point
something
of view.
We should be looking into.
Yeah, exactly. 17 after the hour, this is the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe. And most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
More into the charts we are this week, as usual at this time. DJV Showers, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden here with Doug Steffen, going through the list of stories according to Talkers Magazine, home of Talkers. Go to Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all the good stuff about what's going on in our world, this fabulous world. Number seven this week is the Facebook breakup lawsuit. On the list at number nine on the people side is Mark Zuckerberg, who is becoming very unpopular. Not that he wasn't already, but he's just, I mean, I don't know how to read him. I've never met the guy. I don't like his body language. I don't even like his.
He looks like an android. He looks like Data.
Yeah, maybe. Data.
What's going on with that?
Well, what do you mean with Facebook, or why does he look like he does?
Why does he look like he does? It looks like he has made himself into a computer, into a robot already.
Mm. Well, he's.
I mean,
no one's
ever accused him of being a nice guy. You know, he started Facebook as a way to get back at a girl in college who wouldn't go out with him. I mean, he dumped him. Like, it's crazy. I mean, Facebook was started so that a bunch of nerds could physically rate women, And it was gross, and that's how it started. And now everybody like lives and dies by Facebook. And it's like, well, take a look at what actually started Facebook. He was not a nice person, so I don't think that anyone should be surprised that people now don't like him.
This is one of the things.
Have you guys seen The Social Dilemma yet?
No, I can't watch it because I'll probably never be on social media again. That's what I've been told.
Oh my God!
What's the story? Tell us.
You need to watch The Social Dilemma.
Because
it's basically it's the story of how social media tracks you, knows exactly what you're going to do next, and how they control you and draw you in based on it, and how it just all got out of control. How it started as a very innocent, you know, thing that then just grew out of control. And it's kind of a documentary movie type thing where they interview all of the creators of all of these social media sites, you know, the early creators from Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and Pinterest. And they talk about how it just kind of grew into this monster, and all these people have walked away from it because they just don't believe in what it's doing now and how it's controlling society and the flow of information and of the, what.
So where does it go in the future? Do we even have a future? Think about that. Does humanity have a future given what we have, what the status of quote unquote progress is? Is there a future for the human race?
Yeah, I think people are starting to realize. Yeah, I think people are starting to realize that this is dangerous, and they're starting to see what it's doing and starting to be able to manage it. And that's the thing, is it's a tool. Use it like a tool. Don't let it control you. And you know, that's where we need to go.
When we think about all of these, the technology and stuff, you think about Zuckerberg, you think about the Gates family and how different they are actually. You know, we're talking about Zuckerberg and what a self-serving a-hole he is. And meanwhile, the Gates family, the Gates Foundation, is out there trying to make sure everybody gets the vaccine that wants it. If there is a circumstance, I noticed Melinda Gates said this week that she was concerned about vaccine, what she called nationalism. We have a moral responsibility, she said, to make sure everybody gets a vaccine if they want it. And, you know, so there's, it may be, and she's not talking about America. She's talking about, you know, the Gates Foundation serves the purpose of helping people all around the world. And she says in countries where they don't have any money at all, that some of the elite hoard the vaccines and they crowd out the people who, you know, don't have any money or say, and that's where this needs to be dealt with. And that's, you know, I think that's an important thing to realize. And it coming from people who are very interested in helping other people, which is what the Gates are known for, other than him coming up with Microsoft. It just is very, very interesting. All right, 28 after the hour here on the overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Sales are rising quickly, but without another lead baker, Dale's Bakery is going to feel the heat.
Hey, you're baking alone today. I have to handle this order for the restaurant down the street.
Cool, but who's going to handle the pastries?
He needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and 2 sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and 2 fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
KCNR 96.5 FM, KCNR1460.com, and AM 1460 has teamed up with Golden Valley Bank for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans for their service, and a portion of the proceeds goes to help out local homeless veterans. Golden Valley Bank at 250 Hempstead Drive, Suite 100, creates a truly unique local banking experience. Talk to our relationship banker today at 222-4000. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Clean all-cloth car wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from 4 different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy 5 car wash packages and get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and clean all-cloth car wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Roundup, a weekly overview that goes with the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, Countdown Show official list, and the conversation I have with Michael Harrison every week goes in complement to our conversation with the DJV showers. DJV Show is a Monday through Friday program that I host along with Victoria Keelan, who's here with me on this overview, and Jennifer Horn, who's normally here as well. But in her place is Rich McFadden from Radio America, and we're going through the list, not necessarily in order. I sort of am bouncing around. It's interesting to know that Time Magazine has named the 2020 persons, or maybe in this case people of the year, Joe Biden and Ms. Harris. My feelings about Joe Biden are pretty consistent and kind of level. I think he's level-headed. I don't like Ms. Harris at all, and so I've made that clear. Not that it makes any difference what I think. we all have our opinions about things. Interesting to see, you know, as we look at number three this week, the transition, the appointments, the nominations that are being presented. We were talking earlier, Richie, about the lady whose name now I can't remember, Victoria.
Her last name is
Ty.
Right?
Yeah, Ty, yeah. Right, yeah.
I forget her first name, yeah.
Who's going to be the trade envoy, and she's going to be right in the... She is a Chinese-American and American of Chinese descent, and she is going to be right in the face of the most people on both sides of the aisle say, this is great, because she's going to be right in their face. And they're not going to like dealing with... They don't want to deal with a woman, first of all, no matter who it is.
And a woman who speaks the language
Chinese
and is also
exactly.
Chinese.
Oof, yeah.
That's a real... Okay. That's a middle finger to China right there.
Yep, right, exactly.
You look at how they value, what their value structure is. Like, oof, they're going to... And they will have no choice. And they can't talk around her, and they don't have to use a translator. I think it's a bold move. I like it.
Yeah, it is. I think it is a good... It's a good move as well. All right, so then... the economy and what's going on in the economy. Number six this week on the countdown, the negotiations over the stimulus package. You're going to get $600, you're going to get $1,200, you're going to get no bucks. Is it $904 billion? How much goes to the farmers? Whether we're going to have they were trying to get twice as much on unemployment check, is that how the numbers broke down?
I think they agreed on $300 extra in unemployment insurance. It was
Perfect.
$600 during it was $600 a week during the first round. So now I think that they've agreed on $300. Other than that, there are no stimulus checks being sent out. That's not on the table anymore, and. Mm-hmm. A lot of, they're still going back and forth on a lot of other details. So it's not a great deal. But
well, let's talk about
so many
the
people
economy.
Who need help.
Richie, you and I have been together for a long time. You're in the business of radio. I'm in the business of radio. Advertising seems to be picking up a little bit, depending on the category. It's very good with automobile at the moment, and cars are selling. You are in the car business. That's why I'm coming to you. Your family's been in the automotive business for a long time. Your brother's still in it. Your father started it. You worked in it. And I have friends that are in the car business, and they're kind of pitching themselves at the moment because cars are just flying off the lots. New ones, used ones. The car business is extraordinary given what we think is the state of the economy, what Victoria just said about people not having any money. So where the heck is the money coming from?
Well, the people who didn't lose their jobs. Yeah, the thing is, like, this is really the haves and the have-nots. So the people who didn't lose their jobs are doing really well. And the people who did lose their jobs are doing horrifically bad, like historically horrible. And so there's just no middle ground. It's either you're doing great, and Americans who didn't lose their jobs have actually saved more money during the pandemic than we're at record individual savings account numbers.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, Amazon is just going nuts. It's crazy how much money is being spent. But yeah, I mean, it's really interesting. Yeah, I think it's really interesting to watch. I mean, housing sales are doing really well.
You can't, there's no inventory in my town. I bet there isn't any down there either. No inventory.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
No.
I mean, houses last 2-3 days.
Yep. Now, one of the other things that's sort of indicative of what's going on here, we were talking about this earlier, Victoria and I, the Airbnb situation, and how... into a month or two into the pandemic, everybody was canceling, nobody was traveling.
Yeah,
people said,
Airbnb.
Airbnb.
Absolutely. Airbnb, the CEO himself said, this could be the end of the whole company here. This is just it's terrible.
But this week, they went out to the stock exchange, and for some reason, the market, listen to this, the market capitalization of Airbnb that was almost broke 6 months ago showed up at $101 billion with a B.
Good Lord.
$101 billion. That means Airbnb is worth more than Marriott International, more than Expedia group of hotels. Can you imagine $101 billion for an idea that this guy, I forget what his name is.
I can't even.
Can you just...
Well, you know, no. One of my favorite investors to watch for years has been Ashton Kutcher. He has made some of the greatest investments.
He's very smart.
And years ago, he stayed, Airbnb started in Europe. And so years ago, he was filming something in Paris. He stayed at an Airbnb. It was new to him. He didn't know what it was. A friend said, oh, you should try it out. It's all over Europe. And he thought it was such an incredible experience, he made a major investment into it. And so that now that that went public,
that's a big payday
for Ashton. Yep.
Wow. Yeah. Big time.
You know, my
big
only fear about everything now is that we're going to come out of this thing on the other side. And I think there's, you know, as much bad as there is with the whole COVID experience, I think there's a lot of great things that will come out of it. But one of the things that I fear is that small business is just going to be driven down and out of business. And that big business Amazon, the big box stores will thrive and grow, and Amazon will thrive and grow.
Richie, but it's the big ag versus the family farmer.
That's my fear.
Family farmer, the way the stimulus checks were distributed under this present administration is a crime. Who didn't get money that needed it, especially when it comes to the people that grow the food, that produce the food, that keeps us healthy? Yeah, this is, there's no
happens
when you throw $1 trillion at people.
Yeah, I mean, but the PPP loans, when you can now look at that website, it's a public knowledge now. When you look at all these major corporations, Jennifer, our co-host on the DJV show, who's in California, you know, it's several companies that the governor there, Gavin Newsom, is involved with, they got loans.
Goddamn.
The Trump administration, the Kush properties, they got almost $4 million, and the business still went
Omar's
under
husband,
anyway.
$500,000.
I mean, it's just, if you're at the top, you got money. And you know, in New York City, the Danny Meyer Group, which is one of the largest restaurant groups, they got $75 million. They ended up turning it back. They returned it because they got such flack for it. But it was so mismanaged, and it was just crazy. And I have friends who apply for loans on a small business, you know, who own little individual boutiques or whatever. They couldn't even get a dollar, and they're out of business now.
If you didn't have employees, you couldn't get money. So if you're like a self-run small business,
people with employees, you know, they still couldn't get any money. It just all went to the bigger people who the banks could rely on.
For my
I would have made the case that the restaurant organization should have gotten it.
They should have.
For the waiters and waitresses and bartenders.
Yeah. But Doug, you had a personal relationship with your bank, which like literally no one has anymore, which is why that was really how you were able to do that.
Took me 5 minutes to get the thing. I mean, I was one of the first people to get money. There were 18 people in a group of us that are businessmen in my hometown, and we all have banked at this bank forever. I've had an account at this bank since I was 6 years old, and so they all know me.
It
the
paid
president
off.
And I are good friends and. And so when it came to the application, and it wasn't massaged. There was nothing illegal. All the stuff, I was frustrated because you know how I am with forms. And I had to go to my lawyer and to the accountant to get it all filled out properly. And now I'm comfortable that because I did it the right way, it will be when it comes to when they look at how to forgive the loan, they'll look at this and say, okay, yeah, this makes good sense. On to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Victoria.
Remind me to send you a copy of our one and only contract with Doug Steffen from 20-some years ago.
Okay.
It's maybe two paragraphs, and I think Doug didn't even sign his full name.
I'm surprised I signed it at all. I have a handshake. You know me. It's the handshake. It's the farmer's
way. It was the only one he signed.
I'm doing business. Right, exactly. All right, speaking of doing business, if I were making up the list based on our conversations on the DJV program this week, I would agree COVID is number one. But I would say that number two is the Georgia Senate runoff election and all of the huzzarai surrounding that. We'll get to a conversation about that as we continue. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a list of the top stories as aggregated by Talkers Magazine. The number 10 item, John Lennon. And the anniversary of his passing, number 9, continuing focus on police reform. What's the Biden administration going to do? And number 8, the Fort Hood murder case. Number 7, whether or not to break up Facebook. Number 6, the status of the economy. Look at what happened this week in the stock market. The people that own all the stock in the Airbnb got $110 billion shot in the arm. Number five, our relationship with China and the announcement of the new negotiator, trade negotiator, which the Chinese are not going to like. Georgia state runoffs, number four. Biden transition, number three. Trump and election fraud, number two. And the COVID situation with the vaccines, et cetera, et cetera. That's it. List of the top stories this week, according to Talkers Magazine.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams.
Breast cancer is an entire spectrum of disease, from very low-grade DCIS all the way up to the other end of the spectrum, which is a very high-grade invasive tumor.
Dr. Amy Degnam says treatment depends on several factors, including what the cancer looks like under a microscope.
Some tumors have strong estrogen receptors on the outside of their tumor cells, and some tumors do not.
Cell receptors determine treatment options, which can be targeted to specific types of tumors.
In terms of creating treatment plans, it is quite complex.
Treatment plans may include surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, and medication, depending on type, size, stage, location, and grade of tumor. Dr. Degnam says the good news is breast cancer is survived by most women. For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and you get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Sales are rising quickly, but without another lead baker, Dale's Bakery is going to feel the heat.
Hey, you're baking alone today. I have to handle this order for the restaurant down the street.
Cool, but who's going to handle the pastries?
He needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
At Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, the people list that's published there every week that goes hand in hand with the story list, at number 10, Vanessa Jillian. Number 9, Mark Zuckerberg. Number 8, Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell. A couple of old fossils that ought to be put out to pasture. That's my own anecdotal comment. Hunter Biden is in 7. Four people running for the runoff in Georgia, the Senate race there, number 6. Susan Rice and Janet Yellen at number 5. Joe Biden and his running mate, number 4. Let's see here, a bunch of Republicans who are trying to fiddle with the election results, number 3. Dr. Fauci is 2. And the President, Donald Trump, is number 1. The question a lot of people are asking is, what's he going to do? Kind of hijinks will he get involved in on Inauguration Day? I guess they have to wait a while for that one. The people list, all part of what we present to you every week here. This is the official list from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, let's take a couple of minutes here on the Talk Radio Review with Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, and Doug Steffen to go over this Georgia Senate runoff race. David Perdue, John Ossoff, Kelly Loeffler, Raphael Warnock are the contestants. That's up there, the number six on the people list at Talkers this week. So what do we make of all of the whatever is going on? I got to tell you, I'm confused. I don't know what to expect, who to believe, is, you know, who's going to win. The people are saying, oh, the Democrats have to win so they can control Congress. Well, you know, most of us
who
are
control everything,
even-handed, think it's good to have different parties in charge of different things. Although the drawback here, Richie, is you have that old fossil McConnell who's in charge of the Republicans in the Senate, and he's no good no matter how you slice it. So who is next in line after him?
Well, even if the Republicans keep the Senate, which I think will probably happen, but can't they just vote for someone new to be the leader?
Who would be next in line? That would be the question I'm trying to think of.
Yeah.
Limits.
That's not the way it works. That's why we need term limits.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, I agree with that.
The power is built on things like they go out and campaign for other people to maintain their power. I raised you $1 million, so vote for me. Or I got, you know, that's how the system works, which is pretty corrupt, actually. All right, thank you, boys and girls. Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen here, 10 before the hour.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexper Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour. It's Tech Talk time here, and I have my work cut out for me. I'm working with Victoria Keelan. That's not work, but trying to understand some of these things that are going on as the world of technology goes up, up, and away. We have the top five technology stories and how they affect you this week. And starting at number five, Victoria is interested in watching Wonder Woman, mm-hmm. and this has been, there's a big buzz on this.
Yeah.
I look at it and think, this is a big mistake on their part, but anyway, what's the story?
Well, It is what it is right now. Wonder Woman on Christmas Day will launch in theaters as well as on HBO Max. If you have an HBO Max account, you will not be charged extra for it. You will be able to watch Wonder Woman 1984 from the comfort of your own home. A lot of people are excited about this. So here's the thing, though. A lot of people have been misunderstanding how this works. They think they're going to sign up for a free trial on Christmas Day so they can watch Wonder Woman free and then cancel it. That's not going to happen. Don't make that your plan, because there are no free trials.
Right.
You're going to have a proper account. It's $14.99 a month. And so if you think about it, though, your whole family can watch it for $14.99 for the month rather than all of the individual theater tickets. So for families who are staying home, it is a lot cheaper. But just make sure that, that's not your plan, because there are no free trials at all on any of the streaming services anymore. And so Disney Plus also has they've also gotten rid of their free trial. So Disney Plus has just announced that they have a ton of Star Wars related things heading their way. So
yeah.
Disney Plus is one you might want to have, as well as HBO Max going into the new year.
Mm-hmm. All right, number four, speaking of all this stuff, the excitement around new shows, the hottest show is The Mandalorian. What's the scoop?
Right. Disney Plus's The Mandalorian is so incredibly popular that Nerf, the toy maker, has announced what will probably be a very hot ticket item this year. It's a new toy blaster that's modeled after the one that Mando carries, and it's $120 and it's 4 feet long. It's the biggest Nerf blaster ever made, and so, of course, it shoots foam, the foam little darts, but it's really cool looking, and it's a very lifelike replica. It's available for pre-order right now, and from what I've been seeing, apparently it's probably going to sell out. So if you have a Mandalorian lover kid in your house, you might want to put an IOU under the tree, because it won't ship until the spring, but get your orders in right now, because this is going to definitely sell out, but it's very cool.
Number three, as we count our way to number one in the list this week, is a focus on Airbnb, which everybody had given up hope on. That seems to be a premature death.
Yeah, no. I mean, Airbnb has had probably the most tumultuous year of any real, big organization or brand. And so in the beginning of the pandemic, everyone canceled their Airbnb reservations. I had two that I had to cancel. And Airbnb owners were listing their properties for sale. They just didn't think they were ever going to be able to recover. And then the summer happened. July and August happened. And everyone felt like, okay, I need to get away from where I am. And the safest way to do it is an Airbnb. And so Airbnb started seeing this huge surge in business, and they're still seeing it right now, so much so that they went public on the NASDAQ just, I think, 2 days ago. And I don't know if you saw this, Doug, because you had asked me what the price would be, and I don't remember what the actual IPO was, but it was 143% higher than what they anticipated.
Wow.
So that just gives you an idea. Airbnb is having a really good season right now. And so the part of the Airbnb, they have a new Airbnb.org, and it's an evolution of their original open homes and frontline programs. And essentially, it's a nonprofit that allows hosts who rent out their properties to people who are affected by natural disasters and frontline workers for the pandemic. They will get a special badge. So when you're booking your Airbnb for the future, you can see if you want to support these business owners or these property owners, if you want to support them since they've been volunteering their property without, getting paid for it, it'll be a nice way to recognize them.
Number two. This week is an Apple deal.
Right. After months of rumors, Apple officially announced the AirPods Max. It's the first Apple-branded over-the-ear wireless noise-canceling headphones, and they cost $549, which sounds like a lot, but that is on par with what Bose has and with Beats by Dre. And they are available right now, and they are going to ship on December 15th. It should arrive in time for Christmas. And unlike the AirPods and AirPods Pro, which just come in white, the AirPods Max come in dark gray, silver, blue, green, and pink. And so it has a 20-hour battery life. So pretty cool.
Very cool. Number one, Netflix. What are they doing?
The biggest scam that's happening right now, and it's not even Netflix's fault, just do not fall for it. If you get a text message or an email saying Netflix is giving away free subscriptions, they are not. It's a scam. Don't click on the link.
They'll
tug that all the time.
Don't click on that link. 59 past the hour. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at your service.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Looking for gifts for DIYers? A new year and new projects are just around the corner, so shop Lowe's for tools the pros use. Right now, save big on over 200 powerful DeWalt 20-volt max tools. And pick up an extra two-pack of 20-volt max 3-amp-hour batteries that was $149 and is now $99. Shop in-store, home on our app and Lowe's.com, and pick up curbside for contactless service. While supplies last, valid through February 3rd, 2021. U.S. only.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 833-8-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and must consume.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The nation's first COVID-19 vaccine from Pfizer begins arriving in states in the morning.
Army General Gus Furness says that's when UPS and FedEx will deliver to nearly 150 locations like hospitals in every state.
Right now, boxes are being packed and loaded with vaccine.
Another 450 sites will get the vaccine on Tuesday and Wednesday. Perna is with Operation Warp Speed, the Trump administration's vaccine program.
D-Day was the beginning of the end, and that's where we are today.
Perna says local authorities decide who gets the corona vaccine first, but health workers and nursing home residents are being prioritized. Initially, about 3 million shots are expected to be shipped. I'm Julie Walker.
Voters cast their ballots for president more than a month ago, but the real election happens in the morning. That's when the Electoral College meets. British researchers are suggesting some genetic and molecular markers could identify why some people experience severe COVID effects while others do not. Here's the BBC's Rebecca Morell.
Researchers looked at the genomes of more than 2,000 COVID patients in intensive care units, then compared them with the DNA of healthy people to pinpoint any genetic differences. And they found several, including one in a gene called Tyke2. It activates part of the immune response. But if this gene is faulty, that response can go into overdrive.
Amid mounting social pressure, there are reports the Cleveland Indians are going to change their name after 105 years. Not known when the name change will take effect or if the team has settled on a new moniker, but sources say it could be complete by the 2022 season. The team has gone by the Indians since 1915. They dropped their chief Wahoo mascot and logo in 2018. News and analysis at Town Hall.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
3 weeks to go, no deal in sight. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen ditching a self-imposed deadline.
After a phone call with the UK leader, von der Leyen explained that despite the deadlock, they both agreed on one thing.
We both think that it is responsible at this point in time to go the extra mile.
The outstanding issues of fair competition rules, mechanisms for resolving future disputes, and fishing rights remain unresolved. Johnson said the most likely outcome was that the two sides wouldn't reach a deal and that they would both have to revert to Plan B.
The most likely thing now is, of course, that we have to get ready for WTO terms, Australia terms.
With hundreds of thousands of jobs and tens of billions in trade at stake, Britons like Londoner John O'Sullivan are hoping for an end to the uncertainty.
People are getting absolutely
brushed off with it all.
Karen Chamas, London.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Representative-elect Burgess Owens, who flipped Utah's 4th Congressional District for Republicans, has called out Black Lives Matter and other groups.
Owens, whose great-great-grandfather Silas Burgess came to America shackled as a slave, said he feels no support for Black Lives Matter. The 69-year-old former NFL player told Fox News, quote, whether it be Antifa, a terrorist group, whether it be BLM, a terrorist group, I tell you one thing they have in common with the KKK. They're cowards and bullies. Owens added, they hide their face. Their goal is to destroy things, to intimidate people, to hurt people, and to do all the things that are totally against the American way. Patrick Frost reporting.
A man was fatally shot by police on the steps of landmark New York City Cathedral Sunday after he fired two semi-automatic handguns at the end of a Christmas chorale concert. It happened about 4 o'clock in front of the Cathedral of St. John the Divine. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yeah. Now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $14.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. And our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change.
That's AuctionForVets.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown jingle. You want to sing it, Michael? The Talk Radio Countdown.
I like it. It's very good. We need a jingle.
We need another. Yes, we need a little Christmas and we need a little jingle.
So quickly, what show did that come from?
What? Which one? We need a little Christmas.
Yeah,
We need a little Christmas. No, I don't remember. What MAME. Did it come from?
MAME? MAME. It was November, and they went broke, and they wanted to cheer themselves up, MAME and her staff of loyal servants.
Really?
It was during the Depression when the stock market crashed. So they bring out the holly. It was a Christmas song that was when there wasn't Christmas, and it's become a Christmas classic.
Yeah, wow, it sure has. Mitch Miller and the Sing-Along Gang did that. Yeah, we're really dating ourselves for that. Michael Harrison is here.
I remember Scott Joplin used to play it when he came to town.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of the stories and the people that have made it this week in News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen. To introduce you to Mr. Harrison, basically I'm an introducer. I'm like Tom Bergeron. I just introduce people. For a living. I wish I was making the kind of dough that he did.
Oh, he's good at it.
Did you? Oh, he's.
I didn't mean it that way.
Oh, ding-a-ding.
I think Tom Bergeron is one of the most talented people at doing nothing.
Yes.
He does it with great aplomb.
He does. Yeah, he's been very, very good. He started, he's a guy from Haverhill, Massachusetts, up the road from me. And whenever I've ever talked to him, it's always been about our Massachusetts roots. He was very smooth. It was on many radio stations here, started doing a local TV show when he was in his early 30s. And now at the age of 65, he's probably done some of the best television work in that genre of anybody who's been in the medium. So now the question is, what does he do? What does he want? He doesn't want to do that kind of stuff anymore. So what does he do? He doesn't want to do a game show. I bet you he could do a talk show, though.
He probably could. You have to be smart to do what he does. I mean, the way he used to do America's Funniest Home Videos, that show was nothing more than walking on this crazy set in front of a live audience, seeming to make importance out of nothing. And he did it. I'm telling you, the guy's a master at just being a TV personality. You know who he's like? Back in the old days, there was a guy, Gary Moore. Do you remember Gary Moore?
Oh, my God. Yes, sure.
And another guy. Arthur Godfrey was that way. They just knew how to handle themselves on TV. They didn't bring any kind of message.
Talent,
content talent. They weren't dancers. They weren't singers. They weren't stand-up comics. But they were smooth as glass, and they were great interstitial elements for moving a variety show along. It's a lost art.
Yeah, it really is. And so a lot of those original game show hosts and people that were, remember how NBC Monitor sounded on the weekend, how polished that was in terms of how things were presented, and all the big stars of television were doing that radio, and they all wanted, I remember Ed McMahon said to me, he wanted to do it. They didn't ask him, he asked them. Can I do?
I think the closest thing we have today to somebody of that ilk is Ryan Seacrest.
Yes, I agree with you.
He sort of has that ability to just make the TV seem professional.
Yeah, you know, you're right about that. Yep. Yeah. All right, well, let's get into our story list. Speaking of professional, People List, a story list published every week at Talkers Magazine, which is a part of Talkers.com, so you can get this. But it doesn't really have the same starch as listening to Michael go through all the work that he and his staff have done. So would you please take it away, sir?
Okay, here we go. At number 10, we have the SpaceX rocket launch, and that's tied with other space-related news. And the 40th anniversary of the murder of John Lennon was this past Tuesday. That's number 10. At number 9, we have a tie between race relations and police reform. They tend to go together. The Fort Hood murder case, back in the news, at number 8. At number 7, the Facebook breakup lawsuit tired with the FireEye hack. At number 6, we have the economy and stimulus negotiations. At number 5, U.S.-China relations and the Hunter Biden tax investigation. At number 4, the Georgia Senate runoff elections. At number 3, the Biden transition appointments and nominations. At number 2, Trump still claiming election fraud. And the big Texas lawsuit trying to get the Supreme Court to overturn the battleground states, that's a major brouhaha that's currently happening. And at number 1, COVID-19, discussion about the vaccines, statistics and projections, and prevention. And those are the stories. You want to go through the people real fast?
Please, yes.
Vanessa Gillian at number 10, Mark Zuckerberg at 9, Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, Steve Mnuchin at number 8, Hunter Biden at 7, David Perdue, John Ossoff, Kelly Loeffler, and Raphael Warnock at 6. That's the Georgia bunch. Number 5, Susan Rice, Lloyd Austin, and Janet Yellen. That's the nominee bunch. Number 4, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. That's the Time Person of the Year bunch. Mm-hmm. Number 3, Ted Cruz, Ken Paxton, and John Eastman. That's the lawsuit bunch. Number 2, Dr. Anthony Fauci. And number 1, we have Donald Trump. And there you go.
All right. So a list of people list. It's always interesting to see when you look through the list, there are some names that appear there all the time. And then there are other people. I've forgotten why Susan Rice's name came up this week, actually.
She's going to be appointed to a job.
Yeah, well, she's a horror show. I hope she doesn't get appointed to it. There are some people that are really good, like Janet Yellen is on the list as well. She's very well qualified to run she was running the Fed, being Secretary of the Treasury would be a perfect job for her. Seems to be very. And do you think there is an overemphasis, Michael, in women or people who are of color in terms of where they belong on this list? Some people say, we need a good mix. Other people say, it's too much, you're carrying it too far, yada, yada, yada.
I think that it's an issue that deserves scrutiny. I don't think you should put people in jobs that are not qualified. But if you have people who are qualified, it's good to have a nice mix.
Yes,
and in the best of all worlds, you'll have a good mix and people that are qualified based on the assumption that there are qualified people in all races, ethnicities, and genders.
I think that's been part of the whole affirmative action thing and how it got out of hand, I think, in a way, earlier on when it was started as a reaction to not having enough people who were qualified, whether it's getting into school, whether it's getting into jobs. And yet you hear Black Lives Matter, and this is the first time I can remember for a while that Black Lives Matter hasn't been on the top 10 story list. But, you know, maybe the police reform and race relations is a way of referencing that, I think. Yeah,
it is. Black Lives Matter is part of the race relations. But yeah. There's been less focus specifically on the organization and what's called the Black Lives Matter movement and just concern about race relations. Mm-hmm. And as far as the police reform, basically our research indicates that most people, Democrats and Republicans, do not want to defund the police. That's a very small
group. Defunding is stupid. Reforming is necessary. Defunding is stupid.
Well, we're starting to come to that clarity.
Right. Yeah. You know. I mean, thinking of that sounds great to go out in the street and protest and, we're going to defund the police. What are you going to get? All you're going to get is a complete chaos, because you got to have some order, law and order, et cetera. But, one of the things, as you look at the technology news of the week, I was thinking about this when we talked about Facebook and the breakup lawsuit that's number 7 this week on the story count, and how everybody, we don't even realize, the average person has no clue as to what the people at Facebook know about you as a patron of their business, or what other similar organizations know about you. It just is, maybe people don't want to face it. How much of our lives is predicated on what marketing, somebody laughed earlier and said they were in the bathroom and they were hollering to their wife about they needed something, and the next thing they know, what they were talking about was on their screen of their Facebook.
Siri is eavesdropping.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, where does that...
Well, we have no privacy anymore. So, the problem is a large segment of the population doesn't care about privacy. What have I got to hide? Look at the conveniences.
That's not the point. Hello.
Of course that's not the point. But how easy or hard is it nowadays to make a point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I want to talk about your recollections of John Lennon as we continue on here. 16 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, John Lennon's number 10 this week in terms of the story. They're remembering what happened 40 years ago. If you are looking to clean up your act, I have the perfect way for you to literally clean up the act. Navage Nasal Care will clean up your nose. And most people who are aware, who are cognizant of how their body works, knows that especially with the virus now, the virus gets in through your eyes and through your nose. That's how it gets into your body. So if you have a clean nose, you are really a long way along the road to keeping yourself protected. It is a drug-free way of cleansing your sinuses, getting rid of the congestion, that sort of thing. And the product is called Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Make yourself get into this pocket of cleanliness. Pretty easy to do. Just go to navage.com. That's an excellent website to learn about how your nose functions, helps your understanding of your body, and now you'll be twice as likely to have less chance of any of the fall problems, the winter problems. What you're breathing in needs to be scrutinized, and your nose does that, but it catches all that stuff up in there. Sometimes it doesn't catch at all. So if you want to keep your body clean, start by keeping your nose clean. Think about it. You wash your hands, you brush your teeth, so why aren't you cleaning your nose? Pretty good question, right?
Yeah.
Check out the... Yeah. It's like Steve Allen. Remember the old days of Steve Allen? Yeah! Yeah! No, it's... Yeah! Yeah, let's go to Navage, all of us together, Navage.com, and get yourself one of these kits and keep your nose clean, Navage.com.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than 1 million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe. And most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, is Trump really in denial, or is it showbiz when it comes to all the election fraud conversations, even though we're learning a lot about our election system and how well it works or doesn't? And I think that's a service that we are being provided with all this stuff. But where does it go, Michael?
I think, well, first of all, I think that's a great question, the psychology of Donald Trump. I think it's both. I think he's in denial and it's show business. I think he plays off of his own character quirks and right. uses it to his advantage.
There's no business like show business.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no business I know. So he'll get into that. I think that's for sure where he's destined to go once January 20th comes around. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. 21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Mary's Bistro delivery business is bustling and ready to burst.
Orders 34, 35, and 36 are up. Who's handling these? Hello, Mary's Bistro, now delivering.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Your child complained of an itchy sore throat that hurts when they swallow. Most often, it's a viral infection that'll go away on its own. You can treat the symptoms, but there is no cure for a cold or flu virus, says Dr. Tina Arden.
Antibiotics simply won't work for a viral infection.
If your child complains of throat pain without coughing, it may be a sign of a different upper respiratory illness.
Strep throat is a specific bacterial infection that can happen in the back of the throat.
Telltale signs include tiny red spots at the back of the roof of the mouth or red and swollen tonsils.
If it's strep throat, you're only going to have symptoms related to the back of the throat. Fever, maybe a headache, and then a sore throat.
Your healthcare provider can do lab tests to confirm if it's strep throat and offer antibiotics to treat the bacterial infection. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Certain vaccines are needed throughout infancy, adolescence, and adulthood. That's why it's important to follow a trusted vaccination schedule. Here's Washington Representative and Women in Government Board Vice Chair Cindy Ryu.
According to the CDC, as many as 50,000 adults die from vaccine-preventable diseases each year. That's why it's important to talk with your doctor about these infections and develop the best vaccine plan for you and your family. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's move back into the fold here. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine with Doug Steffen on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. The overview of the charts, in this case, for the week of December 7th to the 11th. We get closer to the end of the year. We'll do a big year-end show as we always do. The top items of the year in the last week of the year. But we still got a few weeks to go. It's Hanukkah this week. I haven't noticed that. I would have thought there'd been more conversation. We get so wrapped up in this other stuff. I think culture is an important thing for us to be discussing, things that people do with their time, what's important to individual. This stuff is so collective, but what's important to the individual? Don't you think celebrating the holidays is an important thing for people, no matter what their religion? This is an important time of the year to reflect. I guess we're doing a lot of that, though.
Yeah, well, are you saying that people are not celebrating and talking about or reflecting on the holidays? I think the holidays are... I mean, you got to understand, this is not a typical year. This is a crazy year, but I don't see any diminishment in terms of people paying attention to the holidays, do you?
I don't hear a lot of conversation about it on the air, and that sort of was the point of the Yeah, I think there are people who are kind of into it, but I don't know. Maybe it would be refreshing for us to get off of this treadmill that we're on and get onto something that people would like to talk about. You know, what are you doing? What are the traditions of Hanukkah? What are the traditions? You know, that a lot of people don't know a lot about some other religions other than their own.
And well, so I think it's a very difficult thing to expect people to suddenly be interested in the traditions of Hanukkah when people are dying and there's a vaccine on the horizon. The president is claiming election fraud.
Okay, I get that. I get that, but I just think that it's kind of... I don't know. I find it there's a romanticism. I spent a whole, I don't know, Phil, how much time did I spend on Hanukkah this week? I think I spent a half an hour talking about the history of Hanukkah and where, you know, what happened, what was the reason that it got started, and the fact that most people who don't know much about Jewish tradition think that all the Jewish holidays are very serious and somber, when in fact Hanukkah is quite a celebratory. You know, there's nine candles and stuff, right? Isn't that, you know...
Yeah, well, the problem with Hanukkah is that the commercial aspects of both Christmas and Hanukkah have tended to turn Hanukkah into the Jewish Christmas, and it has nothing to do with Christmas. It has nothing to do with it just happens to be
at the same time
of year.
Yeah,
but,
right.
And it goes back to a time when the big ethnic divide in the United States was Christians and Jews. Now Christians and Jews are like the same block because there's suddenly an awareness of Muslims and there's awareness of Eastern religion. And, you know, the world that you and I grew up in, it was like you're either a Christian or a Jew. Yeah. And everything else was sort of like, you know, it wasn't given
who knew,
any attention.
Who cared? Yeah, right.
You know,
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Now you hear the term Judeo-Christian a lot because you suddenly realize that the Jews and the Christians have tremendous amount in common. What is that? Have a tremendous. It isn't on my end.
Maybe it is. Nope, it's not on my end.
Yeah. Well, it must be on my end. It is on your end. I think it is on your end.
Yes.
All right. Hold on.
Well, answer the damn thing. Answer it.
Maybe it is. Yeah, maybe it is.
Hello? We got a caller. Hey, we got a caller.
Right. You're on the air.
You know what? I think the election is a fraud. I think the election is a fraud. I don't want to hear about Hanukkah. I want to hear about the election.
Have you done any talk radio this week? Have you done any hosting of any programs this week?
I have not hosted any programs this week. I guessed a lot, but I have not hosted a program this week, thank goodness.
So when you guessed it, what are the questions that are coming to you? Is it... the same kind
what are we
going to
do about the fact that the election is a fraud?
What do you know about that? Why would they ask you that question?
Because you're on the radio, and the radio knows everything.
That's a great place to advertise cars. Yes, okay, I got it. Yeah. Meanwhile, the lawsuits, the election fraud stuff, I do think that's worth some of our time. We'll get to it in a few moments. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. I know it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Sales are rising quickly, but without another lead baker, Dale's Bakery is going to feel the heat.
Hey, you're baking alone today. I have to handle this order for the restaurant down the street.
Cool, but who's going to handle the pastries?
He needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Ariel Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
A serious and consequential look at what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio is the experience we have every week. We try to have a good time with it as well. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find the list at talkers.com, along with Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, the whole gamut of things, story behind the story of a lot of great hosts. Who's the Michael Harrison interview this week, by the way, speaking of
Michael Harrison
hosts.
Interview is a very, very dynamic young woman, a millennial who's beginning a great talk radio career. Her name is Grace Curley. And she's beginning her show on WRKO in January. And for years, she's been quite well known in New England as the co-host and executive producer of the Howie Carr Show. Mm-hmm. Now she's going to be out under the spotlight herself, and she's quite good. It's a nice conversation.
Yeah, it is. And a little inside radio. She's replacing somebody else who was associated with Howie Carr for a long time. He went on the air as Virgin Boy. Remember him? He was the one that was in that position.
Howie Carr has had an enormous impact on WRKO in Boston, and he's had an enormous impact on New England radio.
Yes, he has.
And he's I have often said if New England were a state, one state, he'd probably be elected governor.
There you go. And you know who he came to for his – he was a columnist with the Boston Herald and still is. But when he was a young kid – I was running WEEI in Boston, and he came to me and said, you ought to do a talk host, and I want to be the host. You ought to do a talk program on EEI. It was the all-news station in Boston at the time. And,
you should have hired him.
I should have hired him. You're right about that. There's a lot of shoulda, couldas, and wouldas involved in that. But the station owners wanted to keep it pure, all news, All right, anyway, enough of that stuff. That's
and now look at what's called all news today. It's all views.
It is, right. News and views. No news. Yeah. The Talk Radio Countdown Show will continue after I remind you how to get healthy the right way. For years now, I've been talking about why it is important for you to choose something healthy in order to be healthy. And Calitrin is the healthiest way to lose weight that there is in existence, not only in our country, but anywhere around the world. So if you would like to become an independent thinker and make your body what you would like it to be, both men and women, by the way, families get on board to lose weight the natural way. It's gluten-free, it's stimulant-free, it's drug-free, and you get fast shipping. When you go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin, you put in when you are checking out after you've decided whether you want to buy a 3-month or 4-month or 10-month or whatever it is, you get twice as many. So you buy 10 months worth of Calitrin, you'll get 20 months worth of product. Help out yourself and everybody in your family. The one thing about this that I find most comforting is that the clinical studies that were independent, not paid for by Calitrin, prove that it works. 86% success rate. The results, higher metabolism, weight loss, side benefits that include improved joint flexibility, the better sleep you get with this stuff. I take 4 capsules every night before I go to bed. And the awesome benefits are so, it's very obvious what's going on with me and my body, and it'll be obvious with you. 45-day money-back guarantee. If you haven't started to lose weight in 45 days, they give you your money back. So go to toploss.com. Get in on it now before you gain more weight as you get into the end of the year. Start now. Lose the weight and keep it off. That's what Calitrin does. It keeps it off. You stay on the program. Healthy weight loss, super program, super people to deal with. Calitrin at toploss.com. When you check out, use the discount code DJV. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a list of the top stories as aggregated by Talkers Magazine. The number 10 item, John Lennon and the anniversary of his passing. Number 9, continuing focus on police reform. What's the Biden administration going to do? Number 8, the Fort Hood murder case. Number 7, whether or not to break up Facebook. Number 6, the status of the economy. Look at what happened this week in the stock market. The people that own all the stock in Airbnb got $110 billion shot in the arm. Number 5, our relationship with China and the announcement of the new negotiator, trade negotiator, which the Chinese are not going to like. Georgia state runoffs, number 4. Biden transition, number 3. Trump and election fraud, number 2. And the COVID situation with the vaccines, et cetera, et cetera. That's it. List of the top stories this week, according to Talkers Magazine.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Sales are rising quickly, but without another lead baker, Dale's Bakery is going to feel the heat.
Hey, you're baking alone today. I have to handle this order for the restaurant down the street.
Cool, but who's going to handle the pastries?
He needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than 1 million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Here's something really exciting. Ebons, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about Ebons Bakehouse because of the cookies and the bread. Exceptional baked goods and treats from Ebons Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to Ebons Bakehouse. EbonsBakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread. You're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for Christmas for all of your friends and family. EbonsBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the discount code DJV. At Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, the people list that's published there every week that goes hand-in-hand with the story list, at number 10, Vanessa Jillian. Number 9, Mark Zuckerberg. Number 8, Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell, a couple of old fossils that ought to be put out to pasture. That's my own anecdotal comment. Hunter Biden is in 7. The four people running for the runoff in Georgia, the Senate race there, number 6. Susan Rice and Janet Yellen at number 5. Joe Biden and his running mate, number 4. Let's see here, a bunch of Republicans who are trying to fiddle with the election results, number 3. Dr. Fauci is 2. And the President, Donald Trump, is number 1. The question a lot of people are asking is, what's he going to do? Kind of hijinks will he get involved in on Inauguration Day? I guess they have to wait a while for that one. The People List, all part of what we present to you every week here. This is the official list from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. We were talking about the election fraud.
So basically, the latest wrinkle in this ongoing fraud claim is that Texas, the attorney general there, has petitioned the Supreme Court, backed up by 17 other attorneys general, all Republicans, to get the Supreme Court to throw out the results of the 4 battleground states and turn the election around in the favor of Donald Trump based on allegations that there's fraud, which, of course, every court thus far has rejected as being baseless. So that's the story, and that's like the last hurrah. But it's still happening, you know, it's still going on. So the story, the Trump denial of Biden's victory, his loss, and his claim of election fraud continues at least through this week into this weekend.
What do you think the inaugural day is going to be like when they switch off, the two of them?
That's a question that I can't answer. That's the quest. That's the million-dollar question. Mm-hmm. And I do believe that there's a lot of possibilities. Trump will either just be very quiet and it'll happen. Trump will go along with it and change his tune, or Trump will try to create a competing event for television ratings, which I think would be unfortunate.
Yeah, it would be. How to bring people together. I thought it was interesting. Biden this week was griping about how people need to get together. He wants to move ahead on police reform, but he said you can't do it by executive order, which I think is pretty sage when you get down to it. You can't just mandate it. You got to get people to work together. You got to understand differences. And I think it's been one of the things that's been by fiat the last 4 years, and it hasn't, it worked in some circumstances, but not in every circumstance. You just can't legislate how people think about themselves and what they think about other people, right?
And also, it's very local in nature. You don't want to have a national, police army. That would be very dangerous. But the word that I get is, and this is out there in reliable sources, that Biden has been privately telling people on the left side of his party, tone it down a little bit about this police defunding and this police reform. It's not something people want to hear, and it's going to kill us. You see, this goes back to what I said before about Biden being a pragmatic politician. You can't hold him accountable for things he did 10 years ago, 20 years ago, because he's going to change. He's going to go with what he thinks will work in terms of the politics of it. Hey, unless, of course, you don't believe it, but Biden got more votes for president than anybody in the history of this country. Yep. Trump's going around saying, I got more votes than any incumbent president. And it's true.
That's true.
What he's not saying is that Biden got more votes than anybody.
More votes than he did. Yeah, right, exactly.
There was a huge turnout.
Yeah.
There's
some audio excerpts that have been posted on this civil rights meeting that he had this week. And he basically is saying the same thing to them as he's saying, calm down, you guys. You can't have everything your own way overnight. You can't disrupt the apple cart. You better use your head or you'll lose whatever gains you've gotten, which I think also pretty sage advice. Police reform is necessary. Listen, public service, the reform of schools and how the system works in general, what we're paying for, all that needs to go through a reformation. We really have a problem in this country. And I guess we haven't, you look around the world, it's the same sort of thing. A lack of respect for authority because authority has been abusive. Now, you're certainly making an argument for that here in this neck of the woods, right?
And that's the sensitive relationship between the power of government and the authority of the governed to be governed.
Yep.
And this is not something that comes naturally. This is not something ever to be taken for granted. And you can't turn a big ship around too quickly without it capsizing. This is something people have to learn, that maintaining stability is equally important as advancing forward and engaging reform. You can't do it too quickly. You can't do it haphazardly. And you can't replace one bad idea with another bad idea just because it's different. And maybe we'll come to that understanding that it's a very, very delicate balance to run an enterprise as big and as complicated as the United States. And we've got to stop acting like babies, and we've got to stop acting stupid.
Yep. What do you remember about John Lennon? What sticks in your mind as to his accomplishments, as to what happened 40 years ago? That's one of the items on the list this week, the 40th anniversary of his being murdered. So what do you, there have been a lot of documentaries on television, books written, the whole thing. What's your carry away?
I think he was a member of the Beatles, if I recall. And what can be said about John Lennon other than when it comes to popular culture of the 20th century, he was one of the most influential, unique, original, identifiable, interesting, colorful, quirky icons in all of popular music and popular culture. He's up there. His influence on our culture is profound, and he's so unique. His voice, his guitar playing, his attitude, his personal life, so unique that
it's hard to see him objectively for those of us who know him well. Mm-hmm. So that's my view of him. One of the things I think that apply to today is just listen to the words of the song Revolution, and you realize that even though he was a lefty, he was a liberal, he had the biggest resistance and problems, not just from the right, but from people further to the left than he is or was. And that's similar to what we've just been discussing about Biden. So there's a lot to be learned about modern-day politics by looking at the history and the story of John Lennon.
I don't think Joe Biden is going to mimic Barack Obama. I think he's got a lot of the same people coming back around, but I don't think his point of view is the same as Obama's. And people who keep saying, it's got to be Obama over again.
I agree.
I don't see that.
I don't see it either. First of all, 4 years have passed. Biden is his own man. He wants to be his own man. And Biden is, 78 years old. He's not looking to play politics and be dirty or do things or be careful. At this point in his life, he'd love to have a good legacy. I'm sure of that. Regardless of, Hunter Biden and China and all that crap that you can dig up on any politician.
Yep. They're all getting dirt, fine, plenty, but all the way around.
And if we're going to spend all our time digging up dirt, we're going to have a dump truck.
We're going to be stuck in the same place we are right now. Do you know when you're going to get your vaccine, or are you going to get a vaccine, a shot?
I'll get a vaccine as soon as I can. I believe that that's the way to go.
You do. I talked to somebody yesterday about a flu shot. I said, what happens, because I've never had a flu shot. What happens when you get a flu shot? She says, your arm will ache for a while, and that's it. I said, what's going to happen when you get the COVID shot? She said, it depends on what you get. If you get Moderna, you'll have a different impact than what you get from Pfizer. Pfizer is going to make you sick for a day or two. Not clear that that's what's going to happen with Moderna. And then people say, well, can I have a choice? Here where I am in New England, Moderna is headquartered in my hometown, so I'm sure I'm going to get the access to that first. But I think I will get a shot, frankly, and I'm not much on shots or vaccines, but I think it makes sense to do that. So,
we all have to stop living the way we are because it's making us crazy.
Crazy. You're right. All right, Michael, thank you. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Use promo code SUN or call 800-442-0471. That's MyPillow.com. Click the Radio Listener Special Square and use promo code SUN.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman joins me on the countdown as he usually does every single week, and we normally take time to look at three or four stories and the legal consequences, because Steve is a law professor at Bentley University in Boston, one of the country's leading experts also on scams, and much of our time now, because it is the time of the year, we've been in and out of the 12 scams of Christmas, which is something you can get some help with at scamaside.com, Steve's website. Here's a big scammer, Netflix. Giving away free one-year subscriptions.
Oh, darn. You know, and that's one of the things, you know, so many of these scams are sent out as a general kind of phishing email. And, you know, I've gotten them from banks that I have no connection with.
Yeah.
But when you get it from Netflix right now, who isn't watching Netflix? So they've got a really good chance. They're casting a broader net. And, you know, my motto is, trust me, you can't trust anyone. If it asks you for personal information or insert your username or to redo your credit card information or anything like that, you just can't trust it because it's very easy to counterfeit those kinds of emails or text messages. So you just go to the real Netflix website, or you call the real company to find out if it's legitimate. And about 101 times out of 100, you'll find out it's a scam.
Right. One of the things this week, because I participated in my company's PPP, the Small Business Administration loan to help out during the pandemic, and there were all kinds of emails from them this week, you know, confirm this and confirm that. And
yeah.
I knew that was a big scam, but it looked just like legitimate stuff.
Yeah, it's really easy to do. I mean, before I taught at Bentley, I taught in the state prison system, and I used to have these old con men in there saying, you know, when I was doing counterfeiting, when I was doing conning people, it took skill. Now any kid with a computer can do it. They decried the fact that there's no longer skill.
They resented how easy it was to do, right?
Yeah.
When they did it, it was hard work. Right.
Exactly.
There you go. Yeah. The number two item this week on the story list at Talkers Magazine and on the countdown is the focus on all the suits.
Yeah.
The attorney generals from, 13 different states or 17 states, I think, are suing to get things overturned. And I'm wondering, we know that our system is questionable. I don't think there's a question about how questionable it is. But does this do any, where is this going to go?
Absolutely
lawsuits.
Nowhere. And it's I'm really glad you asked about it, because there's been so much smoke, but not a lot of real fire here. And quite frankly, shame on the these attorneys general, shame on the 100 congressmen that signed on to it, because there is just absolutely nothing there. First of all, they again provide this suit from the Texas Attorney General that others have joined in on. They provide absolutely no evidence, not a shred. And when questioned about it, they say, well, the scam was so sophisticated that you can't even see the evidence. So, I mean, they've got nothing. Second of all, and this is why I would bet anything that the Supreme Court just won't even hear the case, it is Texas saying that there were problems in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. And frankly, Texas has absolutely no what we call standing. They don't have the right to bring this case. So they've got nothing there. They have no basis to bring it. Oh, and by the way, the Texas Attorney General, I'm surprised he has the time to do it, because he's been indicted on securities fraud, and seven members of his senior staff have accused him of taking bribes. So it's a political nightmare that is throwing the whole legitimate election, and it was legitimate, it's throwing it into question. And that, to me, is the worst thing that the president is doing.
Yep. All right. So the other thing that I wanted to talk to you about are the runoff. I mean, the whole thing seems to be around elections. But the Facebook lawsuit, the breakup lawsuit, is that going anywhere?
Not in our lifetime. Well, hopefully it'll be in our lifetime, but it will be about 10 years in court. And it's kind of interesting.
Wow.
You know, Mark Cuban once took on the Justice Department and won over insider trading. And at the time he said, you know, they bully and I have enough money to fight them. Well, this time Facebook probably has more money to fight this than the federal government and the Justice Department.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. See, he's got too much money and too much power, and you wonder at what point is there ever going to be some control on this now that it's moved. It's kind of like Pandora's box. It's out of the box. All right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with his expertise sharing with us on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. When it comes to the story list, you can get it all at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstro. The dismantling of the coronavirus begins.
This is a monumental week for us all as we distribute the first millions of doses of vaccines to the American people.
That is General Gustav Perna, who heads Operation Warp Speed. He says the first vaccine shipments arrive in the morning, with the first of two shots expected to be given in the coming week to healthcare workers and nursing home residents. Meanwhile, FDA Commissioner Dr. Stephen Hahn tells ABC's This Week Sunday, while no allergic reactions were seen in trials for the Pfizer vaccine, the reactions seen when the vaccine was rolled out in the UK have raised concerns, and he's aware of the public skepticism.
That is a significant problem. I mean, if you think about how we get out of this pandemic, we have to continue our mitigation efforts right now. That is so important, mask wearing, et cetera. But the way we see light at the end of the tunnel, the way we get through this, is to achieve herd immunity.
President Trump's threatened to veto the annual defense policy bill that covers the military's budget and pay raises for service members because of what he calls concerns about China. Republican lawmakers have said the bill would deter China aggression and needs to become law as soon as possible. The legislation passed Congress by margins large enough to override a potential veto. New York City police shoot a man after he opened fire outside a Manhattan cathedral.
It happened on the steps of the Cathedral of St. John the Divine on Amsterdam Avenue at 112th Street in Manhattan around 4 in the afternoon Sunday, just after a Christmas choral concert had ended and people were leaving. Police say the gunman was shot after he started shooting and that no one else at the concert was shot. The Cathedral Church of St. John the Divine is the mother church of the Episcopal Diocese of New York.
Julie Walker with that report. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
The party of Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador has raised a storm of criticism with controversial legislation.
The bill would force the country's central bank to be the buyer of last resort for all the U.S. cash that enters the country. The Bank of Mexico and opposition groups say they worry such a requirement would violate the bank's autonomy. They also argue it leaves the bank open to acquiring cash from drug cartels. López Obrador's party says it is meant to ensure migrants can send money home in cash.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Iranian media is reporting Tehran has summoned the German envoy to the capital after the European Union condemned the execution of an Iranian journalist whose work helped inspire nationwide economic protests in 2017. Thousands marched in Warsaw and other Polish cities protesting the country's right-wing government this weekend. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Forget about heading south for the winter.
Many snowbirds who live part-time in warmer climates to escape the cold will not be flocking south this winter. For Canadians who drive to places like Arizona and Florida, they're facing travel restrictions at the border because of the pandemic. For others, they simply fear the COVID-19 infections. Their absence is being felt by vacation rentals, restaurants, hotels, and shops. Jason Walker reporting.
A Chinese space capsule bringing back the first moon rocks in more than four decades has begun its return trip to Earth. The China National Space Administration says the lunar probe is expected to land in northern China. The samples would be the first brought back since the Soviet Union's Luna 24 probe way back in 1976. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenny.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Bank guaranteed, you may lose value.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On we go into the Countdown Show. How about that, Victoria? Very good, huh? Here we go. Another very week. Fun. It's this is amazing how quickly the time flies. It seems like just a few minutes ago we were doing the charts for last week, but we are now focused on the week of December 7th to the 11th. With the stories from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, the top 10 stories of the week, as decided by the management and the crew over at Talkers, the People List as well. Joining me is Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden here. Victoria from the DJV program. McFadden is on the staff at Radio America. They've been a part of many of my programs over the years, and he has certainly lots to say. Even when there's nothing to be said, you know, it's what a good person.
Well, my wife says anyway.
Is all about, yeah, right. Well, listen, she knows. She's been with you for a long time, it would seem. Yeah. All right, so the story list, sometimes I start at the top, sometimes I start at the bottom. We haven't worked over the people list. Maybe I'll make reference to that as we're going through these items. But you can find them anytime you want. If you are curious as to what's on the list, go to talkers.com. See the stories and the people list there every week. I think that at number 10, we spent a good deal of time, Victoria, talking about this on the DJV program this week. Space-related news, the SpaceX rocket launch, the plans to go to the moon, the fact that John Denver, one of our DJV downloads this week, has a focus on John Denver running up as he was going to be. There was a choice. I don't know if you knew this, Richie, or not. But when Challenger went up in 1986, what the NASA folks had decided is they wanted a citizen. And they boiled it down to two people, Christa McAuliffe and John Denver. And
I never knew that. That's wild.
Yeah. It's kind of wild.
And then he ended up dying in a plane crash anyway. So he was,
right.
Unfortunately, seemed destined for
But
some
he trained
sort of
with these
aviation.
People. He knew all these people. And they had been, because they put the top three or four into training and then decided that it was better to have the teacher astronaut because more would come of it. And I think that was probably the right decision. But at any rate, there is there's a lot of
Just
focus.
Just take
on
me that. Home, country roads, a whole new meaning.
Yeah, right. That's an interesting way of looking at it. Yeah, take me home. No, I'm not going to sing, I promise. All right, next up here, the focus. We have in Massachusetts, where I am, a big discussion going on of police reform. The focus on reform as it relates to racial relationships, that's number 9 this week on the countdown. The idea of whether reforming, these people who say defund, no, I mean, that's ridiculous. There's still some people who are beating that drum, but it's not going to get anywhere. In Massachusetts, what they were trying to do was not use facial recognition, and that was part of the bill, but the governor says, no, I'm not signing any bill that doesn't allow the police to use facial recognition. And then that brings into the focus, how much, pardon the pun, how much of law enforcement is using this sort of technology already? You got to wonder, your brother was a policeman for a long time, Richie. What are they doing, the kind of facial recognition stuff? He worked in a school situation, but I'm sure he must have had opportunity.
I don't know that he ever talked about any facial recognition stuff. I know that when you ride down the highway, so like for us going into D.C. here in Northern Virginia, when we ride down Route 66 into D.C., you'll see the state trooper cars or even the county cars sitting on the side of the road, and they have these two little, looks like radar guns on the back of their trunk. And not only are they radar guns, but they are reading hundreds of license plates simultaneously and filtering through and looking for whether you've ever had a speeding ticket or whether maybe you're out on the lam and they're looking for you. I mean, it's just the fact that they can go through the amount of information that they can in seconds, less than seconds, to, I mean, thousands of people drive on this road every single minute. And they can see who's there and pick out who they want. It's just, it's amazing to me. Scary.
Well, it is, and that's it. They wonder if there's too much technology. Back again to reform, I'm wondering how many of these people on the job actually know how to use this stuff intelligently, if they've been trained well enough, because it's very sensitive stuff. And the information that's available is very sensitive. And from what I know of how in many places police are picked, you know, they'll take anybody that is breathing because it's not popular to be a police officer in some jurisdictions. So the quality of people,
I will
the
tell
training.
You that my brother just retired.
Yeah.
He said, you know what, I'm not going to lose my pension, and I'm going to get out of here before things get really, really, really bad, and they're there right now. Washington, D.C. had to put a moratorium on retirement requests. They said no more retirements because it was just everybody was saying, I'm out, I'm out, I'm out, I'm out. And so they finally had to say, nope, we're not going to give anybody any retirement. You can leave, but you won't get your retirement, at least until after the inauguration. So anybody who wants to get out is stuck there at least until January 21st.
Well, that comes – what that brings up is actually the number 2 item this week. I'm going to flip up to that because the people who are still claiming that there are two things here. This is a two-pronged approach. First of all, Trump is still claiming that there's fraud or there are people that still believe that. And then you know, the business about whether our electoral system works, the overall question. I think some of the questions, frankly, that have come up about the way the elections have been run are correctly to be in focus. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of questions. Did Trump win? I don't think he did, but, you know, I'm looking at the popular vote because I don't give a damn about the Electoral College. I know you think that it's important, Richie, for lots of reasons. We've had this sort of conversation.
Everybody wants to give everybody a voice until it comes to the Electoral College.
Yeah, well, but why?
And,
you
then,
know,
they, and then they want to be able to control it. But, yeah, we've had this argument before.
Yes, and it hasn't gotten us very far. Anyway,
let me ask you this, though. Let me ask you this. Do you think that there was – do you think the election was on the up and up?
I think that the election – the results of the election are what the results would have been. I don't like a lot of the electronic gizmos. For me, what I think is proper is that we all go – we need to have elections on a weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and everybody needs to go to an election – to a place where there is a ballot box where you fill out the ballot, you put it in. The chances of screwing with that are much less than with the mail and early voting and all this other stuff, because you never – who knows where this stuff goes? You know, you hear stories all the time now about I forget which state it was in, where the election officials, after everybody went home, brought out boxes and boxes and boxes of votes that weren't counted. You know, that kind of stuff is just not
that was in
wrong.
Georgia, and that was, those were military ballots that had come from overseas. That was another rumor, misinformation flying around that these mysterious ballots came along and they, you know, weren't they, and it wasn't on camera. That's not true. The whole thing was live streamed, and so
okay. So
they were military ballots.
About that. What about the fact that just representatives from both parties weren't allowed to watch and
that's also not true. Where did
it
that happen,
true.
Though? Because, well, where, though? Where did that happen? Because, I mean, I've been following this.
Arizona, Georgia.
That's
basically the five
though.
Contested states. You can tell yourself that. Go ahead.
I'm not telling myself anything, Rich, that I don't want to tell myself that.
It's
but
absolutely true.
Then how come all of these lawsuits have been completely thrown out? And all of these quote-unquote signed affidavits? Well, these are Trump elected judges or Trump appointed judges that are throwing these cases.
Yeah, but there
out.
Are
this
also,
is not a bunch
there
of
are
Democrats
also affidavits
doing it.
Signed by people that saying that they weren't allowed to watch the count.
Well, see, we get into the same focus here, and it brings into really line the discussion about how awkward and inefficient and improper the elections are, and why it is that we can't get on the same page. Part of it is politics. Part of it is laziness. Part of it is complacency.
Well, and the fact that every state has a different set of rules makes it much more difficult.
Right.
Every state needs to have to be on some sort of same page.
Fixed. Meanwhile, just sort of a postscript to the discussion of the Trump election or not election. Do you know that he's raised since he lost? He's raised like $214 million. What's he going to do with that money?
It's got
there's
a lot 200, of bills.
And, what, $214 million?
No, well, but, you know.
But the Republican National Committee is responsible for that stuff, aren't they?
Mm-mm. I don't think
no?
so. No, I think that's why he had to do all the fundraising.
It's a legal fund to help pay for all of these investigations.
Yeah, I don't think the RNC is on the hook for this. If he wants to challenge the results, I don't think that I don't think they have to pay for it.
I don't think the RNC would back him on it.
No. Okay.
Maybe not. Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, Giuliani wanted to charge $20,000 a day, and that's probably – he probably got close to that as his fee. So, and that's just one lawyer. He's got attorneys in every state practically. So,
and you see
expensive.
Some of the things going on. The Secretary of State, who's a Republican in Georgia, has gotten death threats because of what's going on. And nobody can really say, okay, so why is there a death threat? Well, because we don't like what's going on in Georgia. Most people, the people that are moving down there, I think part of this is that the people moving in to register to vote just to vote for one side or the other has really, that's put a stink.
Well, they've already missed
on
the deadline.
Thing.
That's another fake news story. People are not moving to Georgia just to register to vote and then moving out again. You can't even do that. That's not even how their registration works in Georgia. So this is just another, I put this in the same category as the QAnon craziness. It's just there's so much fear-mongering out there in that gets picked up and goes viral, and people take it as real news. It's just this.
It's happening
at
both sides.
At the same time, a lot of the news is being minimized and being called as fake news.
Well, that depends on your point of view.
We should be looking into.
Yeah, exactly. 17 after the hour, this is the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe. And most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Cozy up for the holidays with 60% off everything at Banana Republic Factory, including soft sweaters, comfy pajamas, must-have gifts, and more from $9.99. Find your nearest store now, only at Banana Republic Factory. Get 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Plus, shop new doorbusters for the family, including outerwear, jeans, and our Gap logo crew neck sweatshirt. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through December 14th.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
The politically correct thought police are at it again at Clemson University, where professors can no longer expect students to come to class on time. Campus diversity training materials now suggest that expecting people from other cultures to show up on time is racist. Instead of teaching students the kind of responsibility that will be required in the job market, these professors are being told that to be inclusive, they must recognize cultural differences that may impact the meeting and adjust accordingly. What needs to be adjusted is this misguided policy. I spent several years teaching college classes, and I can tell you, you can't even teach political correctness if students don't show up to the class. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
More into the charts we are this week, as usual at this time. DJV Shores, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden here with Doug Steffen, going through the list, the stories, according to Talkers Magazine, home of Talkers. You go to Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all the good stuff about what's going on in our world. It's a fabulous world. Number seven this week is the Facebook breakup lawsuit. On the list at number nine on the people side is Mark Zuckerberg, who is becoming very unpopular. Not that he wasn't already, but he's just, I mean, I don't know how to read him. I don't like to, I've never met the guy. I don't like his body language. I don't like his, I don't even like his.
He looks
his
like plan. An android. He looks like Data.
Yeah, maybe. Star yeah, Trek. From yeah, David.
What's going on with that?
Well, what do you mean with Facebook, or why does he look like he does?
Why does he look just, like he does? Is he? It looks like he has made himself into a computer, into a robot already.
Mm. Well, he's.
I mean, no one's ever accused him of being a nice guy. You know, he started Facebook as a way to get back at a girl in college who wouldn't go out with him. I mean, who dumped him. Like, it's crazy. I mean, Facebook was started so that a bunch of nerds could physically rate women. And it was gross. And that's how it started. And now everybody, like, lives and dies by Facebook. And it's like, well, take a look at what actually started Facebook. He was not a nice person. So I don't think that anyone should be surprised that people now don't like him.
This is one of the things.
Have you guys seen The Social Dilemma yet?
No, I can't watch it because I'll probably never be on social media again. That's what I've been told.
Oh, my God.
What's the story? Tell us.
You need to watch The Social Dilemma.
Because?
It's basically it's the story of how social media tracks you, knows exactly what you're going to do next, and how they control you and draw you in. Based on it, and how it just all got out of control. How it started as a very innocent, you know, thing that then just grew out of control. And it's kind of a documentary movie type thing where they interview all of the creators of all of these social media sites. You know, early creators from Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and Pinterest. And they talk about how it just kind of grew into this monster, and all these people have walked away from it because they just don't believe in what it's doing now and how it's controlling society and the flow of information and of that's what.
So where does it go in the future? Do we even have a future? Think about that. Does humanity have a future given what we have, what the status of quote unquote progress is? Is there a future for the human race?
Yeah, I think people are starting to realize. Yeah, I think people are starting to realize that this is dangerous, and they're starting to see what it's doing, and starting to be able to manage it. And that's the thing: is it's a tool. Use it like a tool. Don't let it control you. And you know, that's where we need to go.
When we think about all of these, the technology and stuff, you think about Zuckerberg. You think about the Gates family and how different they are actually. You know, we're talking about Zuckerberg and what a self-serving a-hole he is. And meanwhile, the Gates family, the Gates Foundation, is out there trying to make sure everybody gets the vaccine that wants it. If there is a circumstance, I noticed Melinda Gates said this week that she was concerned about vaccine, what she called nationalism. We have a moral responsibility, she said, to make sure everybody gets a vaccine if they want it. And, you know, so it may be... and she's not talking about America. She's talking about, you know, the Gates Foundation serves the purpose of helping people all around the world. And she says in countries where they don't have any money at all, that some of the elite hoard the vaccines and they crowd out the people who, you know, don't have any money or say. And that's where this needs to be dealt with. And that's, you know, I think that's an important thing to realize. And it coming from people who are very interested in helping other people, which is what the Gates are known for, other than him coming up with Microsoft. It just is very, very interesting. All right, 28 after the hour here on the overview of what's going on News Talk Radio.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Sales are rising quickly, but without another lead baker, Dale's Bakery is going to feel the heat.
Hey, you're baking alone today. I have to handle this order for the restaurant down the street.
Cool, but who's going to handle the pastries?
He needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now, but if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do?
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Do you want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Roundup, a weekly overview that goes with the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. The Countdown Show official list and the conversation I have with Michael Harrison every week goes in compliment to our conversation with the DJV showers. DJV Show is a Monday through Friday program that I host along with Victoria Keelan, who's here with me on this overview, and Jennifer Horn, who's normally here as well. But in her place is Rich McFadden from Radio America, and we're going through the list, not necessarily in order. I sort of am bouncing around. It's interesting to know that Time Magazine has named the 2020 persons, or maybe in this case people of the year, Joe Biden and Ms. Harris. My feelings about Joe Biden are pretty consistent and kind of level. I think he's level-headed. I don't like Ms. Harris at all, and so I've made that clear. Not that it makes any difference what I think. we all have our opinions about things. Interesting to see, you know, as we look at number three this week, the transition, the appointments, the nominations that are being presented. We were talking earlier, Richie, about the lady whose name now I can't remember, Victoria.
Her last name is Ty, right?
Yeah, Ty, yeah. Right, yeah.
I forget her first name, yeah.
Who's going to be the trade envoy, and she's going to be right in the she is a Chinese American and American of Chinese descent, and she is going to be right in the face of the most people on both sides of the aisle say, this is great, because she's going to be right in their face. And they're not going to like dealing with, they don't want to deal with a woman, first of all, no matter who it is.
And a woman who speaks the language
Chinese.
Exactly. Oof, yeah. That's a real, that's a middle finger to China right there.
Yep, right, exactly.
You look at how they value, what their value structure is, like, they're going to, and they will have no choice. And they can't talk around her, and they don't have to use a translator. I think it's a bold move. I like it.
Yeah, it is. I think it is a good move as well. All right, so then the economy and what's going on in the economy. Number six this week on the countdown, the negotiations over the stimulus package. You're going to get $600, you're going to get $1,200, you're going to get no bucks. Is it $904 billion? How much goes to the farmers? Whether we're going to have they were trying to get twice as much on unemployment check, is that how the numbers broke down?
I think they agreed on $300 extra in unemployment insurance. It was 600 a week during the first round. So now I think that they've agreed on 300. Other than that, there are no stimulus checks being sent out. That's not on the table anymore. And a lot of, they're still going back and forth on a lot of other details. So it's not a great deal. But
well, let's talk about
so many
the economy.
Need help.
Richie, you and I have been together for a long time. You're in the business of radio. I'm in the business of radio. Advertising seems to be picking up a little bit, depending on the category. It's very good with automobile at the moment, and cars are selling. You are in the car business. That's why I'm coming to you. Your family's been in the automotive business for a long time. Your brother's still in it. Your father started it. You worked in it. And I have friends that are in the car business, and they're kind of pitching themselves at the moment because cars are just flying off the lots. New ones, used ones. The car business is extraordinary given what we think is the state of the economy, what Victoria just said about people not having any money. So where the heck is the money coming from?
Well, the people who didn't lose their jobs. Yeah, the thing is, like, this is really the haves and the have-nots. So the people who didn't lose their jobs are doing really well. And the people who did lose their jobs are doing horrifically bad, like historically horrible. And so there's just no middle ground. It's either you're doing great, and Americans who didn't lose their jobs have actually saved more money during the pandemic than you know, we're at record individual savings account numbers
now.
Yeah,
I don't know about that. I mean, Amazon is just going nuts. It's crazy how much money is being spent. But yeah, I mean, it's really interesting. Yeah, I think it's really interesting to watch. I mean, housing sales are doing really well.
You can't,
I mean,
there's no inventory in my town. I bet there isn't any down there either. No inventory.
No.
Yeah. Nope.
No. I mean, houses last 2-3 days.
Yep. Now, one of the other things that's sort of indicative of what's going on here, we were talking about this earlier, Victoria and I, the Airbnb situation, and how... into a month or two into the pandemic, everybody was canceling, nobody was traveling.
Yeah,
people said,
Airbnb.
Airbnb.
Absolutely. Airbnb, the CEO himself said, you know, this could be the end of the whole company here. This is just terrible.
But this week, they went out to the stock exchange, and for some reason, the market, listen to this, the market capitalization of Airbnb that was almost broke 6 months ago showed up at $101 billion with a B.
Good Lord.
$101 billion. That means Airbnb is worth more than Marriott International, more than Expedia group of hotels. Can you imagine $101 billion for an idea that this guy, I forget what his name is.
I can't even.
Can you just...
Well, you know, one of my favorite investors to watch for years has been Ashton Kutcher. He has made some of the greatest investments.
He's very smart.
Years ago, Airbnb started in Europe, and so years ago, he was filming something in Paris. He stayed at an Airbnb. It was new to him. He didn't know what it was. A friend said, oh, you should try it out. It's all over Europe. And he thought it was such an incredible experience, he made a major investment into it. And so that now that that went public, payday for Ashton. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Big time.
You know, my only fear about everything now is that we're going to come out of this thing on the other side. And I think there's, you know, as much bad as there is with the whole COVID experience, I think there's a lot of great things that will come out of it. But one of the things that I fear is that small businesses are just going to be driven down and out of business. And that big business Amazon, the big box stores will thrive and grow, and Amazon will thrive and grow.
It's like Richie.
But
it's big ag versus the family farmer.
That's my fear.
Family farmer, the way the stimulus checks were distributed under this present administration is a crime. Who didn't get money that needed it, especially when it comes to the people that grow the food, that produce the food, that keeps us healthy?
Beyond that,
you throw $1 trillion
loans
at people.
Yeah, I mean, but the PPP loans, when you can now look at that website, it's a public knowledge now. When you look at all these major corporations, Jennifer, our co-host on the DJV show, who's in California, you know, it's several companies that the governor there, Gavin Newsom, is involved with. They got loans. The Trump administration, the Kushner properties, they got almost $4 million, and the business still went
Omar's
under
husband,
anyway.
$500,000.
I mean, if you're at the top, you got money, and you know. In New York City, the Danny Meyer Group, which is one of the largest restaurant groups, they got $75 million. They ended up turning it back. They returned it because they got such flack for it. But it was so mismanaged, and it was just crazy. And I have friends who applied for loans on a small business, you know, who own little individual boutiques or whatever. They couldn't even get a dollar, and they're out of business now.
If you didn't have employees, you couldn't get money. So if you're like a self-run small business,
Yeah,
I mean, people with employees, you know, they still couldn't get any money. It just all went to the bigger people who the banks could rely on.
For my company.
I would have made the case that the restaurant organization should have gotten it.
They should have.
For the waiters and waitresses and bartenders.
Yeah.
But Doug, you had a personal relationship with your bank, which like literally no one has anymore, which is why that was really how you were able to do that.
Took me 5 minutes to get the thing. I mean, I was one of the first people to get money. There were 18 people in a group of us that are businessmen in my hometown, and we all have banked at this bank forever. I've had an account at this bank since I was 6 years old, and so they all know me.
It
the
paid
president
off.
And I are good friends, and And so when it came to the application, okay, well, and it wasn't massaged. There was nothing illegal, all this stuff. I was frustrated because you know how I am with forms. I had to go to my lawyer and to the accountant to get it all filled out properly. And now I'm comfortable that because I did it the right way, it will be when it comes to when they look at how to forgive the loan, they'll look at this and say, okay, yeah, this makes good sense. On to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but
hey, Victoria, remind me to send you a copy of our one and only contract with Doug Steffen. From 20-some years ago.
Okay.
It's maybe two paragraphs. And I think Doug didn't even sign his full name.
Yeah. I'm surprised I signed it at all. I have a handshake. You know me. It's the handshake at the farmer's
way. It was the only one he signed.
I'm doing business. Right, exactly. All right. Speaking of doing business, the business, if I were making up the list based on our conversations on the DJV program this week, I would agree COVID is number one. But I would say that number two is the Georgia Senate runoff election and all of the huzzarai surrounding that. We'll get to a conversation about that as we continue. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a list of the top stories as aggregated by Talkers Magazine. The number 10 item, John Lennon and the anniversary of his passing. Number 9, continuing focus on police reform. What's the Biden administration going to do? Number 8, the Fort Hood murder case. Number 7, whether or not to break up Facebook. Number 6, the status of the economy. Look at what happened this week in the stock market. The people that own all the stock in the Airbnb got $110 billion shot in the arm. Number 5, our relationship with China and the announcement of the new trade negotiator, which the Chinese are not going to like. Georgia state runoffs, number 4. Biden transition, number 3. Trump and election fraud, number 2. And the COVID situation with the vaccines, et cetera, et cetera. That's it. List of the top stories this week, according to Talkers Magazine.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams.
Breast cancer is an entire spectrum of disease, from very low-grade DCIS, all the way up to the other end of the spectrum, which is a very high-grade invasive tumor.
Dr. Amy Degham says treatment depends on several factors, including what the cancer looks like under a microscope.
Some tumors have strong estrogen receptors on the outside of their tumor cells, and some tumors do not.
Cell receptors determine treatment options, which can be targeted to specific types of tumors.
In terms of creating treatment plans, it is quite complex.
Treatment plans may include surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, and medication, depending on type, size, stage, location, and grade of tumor. Dr. Degnam says the good news is breast cancer is survived by most women. For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, They're not phony balonies. They're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and you get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Sales are rising quickly, but without another lead baker, Dale's Bakery is going to feel the heat.
Hey, you're baking alone today. I have to handle this order for the restaurant down the street.
Cool, but who's going to handle the pastries?
He needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
At Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, the people list that's published there every week that goes hand in hand with the story list, at number 10, Vanessa Jillian. Number 9, Mark Zuckerberg. Number 8, Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell, a couple of old fossils that ought to be put out to pasture. That's my own anecdotal comment. Hunter Biden is in 7. The four people running for the runoff in Georgia, the Senate race there, number 6. Susan Rice and Janet Yellen at number 5. Joe Biden and his running mate, number 4. Let's see here, a bunch of Republicans who are trying to fiddle with the election results, number 3, Dr. Fauci is 2, and the president, Donald Trump, is number 1. The question a lot of people are asking is, what's he going to do? Kind of hijinks will he get involved in on Inauguration Day? I guess they have to wait a while for that one. The people list, all part of what we present to you every week here. This is the official list from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, let's take a couple of minutes here on the Talk Radio Review with Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, and Doug Steffen to go over this Georgia Senate runoff race. David Perdue, John Ossoff, Kelly Loeffler, Raphael Warnock are the contestants. That's up there, the number 6 on the people list at Talkers this week. So what do we make of all of the whatever is – I got to tell you, I'm confused. I don't know what to expect, who to believe, is, you know, who's going to win. The people are saying, oh, the Democrats have to win so they can control Congress. Well, you know, most of us
who
control
everything,
even-handed, think it's good to have different parties in charge of different things. Although the drawback here, Richie, is you have that old fossil McConnell who's in charge of the Republicans in the Senate, and he's no good no matter
you.
How you slice it. So who is next in line after him?
Well, even if the Republicans keep the Senate, which I think will probably happen, but can't they just vote for someone new to be the leader?
Who would be next in line? That would be the question I'm trying to think of.
Yeah.
Limits.
That's not the way it works. That's why we need term limits.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, I agree with that, yeah.
The power is built on things like they go out and campaign for other people to maintain their power. I raised you $1 million, so vote for me, or I got,
right.
You know, that's how the system works, which is pretty corrupt, actually. All right, thank you, boys and girls. Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen here, 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues, the American Medical Association urges families to make safety their number one priority throughout the holiday season. In addition to following everyday safety guidelines and doing their holiday shopping from home, families might want to limit indoor gatherings to just those in their household. However, they can also create outdoor activities or use video conferencing for their friends and relatives. To learn more, visit ama-assn.org.
Flu season is here, and not only is an annual flu shot your best protection, but your health plan often covers the cost. United Healthcare urges you to check your benefits and to make an appointment, either by calling your physician or by visiting a local pharmacy or convenience care clinic. It's also a good time for you and your family to get caught up with any routine or recommended vaccinations. Learn more at cdc.gov/flu. A message from United Healthcare.
Cozy up for the holidays with 60% off everything at Banana Republic Factory, including soft sweaters, comfy pajamas, must-have gifts, and more from $9.99. Find your nearest store now, only at Banana Republic Factory. Get 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Plus, shop new doorbusters for the family, including outerwear, jeans, and our Gap logo crew neck sweatshirt. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through December 14th.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour. It's Tech Talk time here, and I have my work cut out for me. I'm working with Victoria Keelan. That's not work, but trying to understand some of these things that are going on as the world of technology goes up, up, and away. We have the top five technology stories and how they affect you this week. And starting at number five, Victoria is interested in watching Wonder Woman, mm-hmm. and this has been, there's a big buzz on this.
Yeah.
I look at it and think, this is a big mistake on their part, but anyway, what's the story?
Well, you know, it is what it is right now. So Wonder Woman on Christmas Day will launch in theaters as well as on HBO Max. If you have an HBO Max account, you will not be charged extra for it. You will be able to watch Wonder Woman 1984 from the comfort of your own home. A lot of people are excited about this. So here's the thing, though. A lot of people have been misunderstanding how this works. They think they're going to sign up for a free trial on Christmas Day so they can watch Wonder Woman free and then cancel it. That's not going to happen. Don't make that your plan because there are no free trials. You're going to have a proper account. It's $14.99 a month. And so if you think about it, though, your whole family can watch it for $14.99 for the month rather than all of the individual theater tickets. So for families who are staying home, it is a lot cheaper. But just make sure that, you know, that's not your plan because there are no free trials at all on any of the streaming services anymore. And so Disney Plus also has they've also gotten rid of their free trial. So Disney Plus has just announced that they have a ton of Star Wars related things heading their way. So
yeah.
Disney Plus is one you might want to have, as well as HBO Max going into the new year.
Mm-hmm. All right, number four, speaking of all this stuff, the excitement around new shows, the hottest show is The Mandalorian. What's the scoop?
Right. Disney Plus's The Mandalorian is so incredibly popular that Nerf, you know, the toy maker, has announced what will probably be a very hot ticket item this year. It's a new toy blaster that's modeled after the one that Mando carries, and it's $120 and it's 4 feet long. It's the biggest Nerf blaster ever made, and so, of course, it shoots foam, you know, the foam little darts, but it's really cool looking, and it's a very lifelike replica. It's available for pre-order right now, and from what I've been seeing, apparently it's probably going to sell out. So if you have a Mandalorian lover kid in your house, that you might want to put an IOU under the tree because it won't ship until the spring, but get your orders in right now because this is going to definitely sell out, but it's very cool.
Number three, as we count our way to number one in the list this week, is a focus on Airbnb, which everybody had given up hope on. That seems to be a premature death.
Yeah, no. I mean, Airbnb has had probably the most tumultuous year of any real, you know, big organization or brand. And so in the beginning of the pandemic, everyone canceled their Airbnb reservations. I had two that I had to cancel. And Airbnb owners were listing their properties for sale. They just didn't think they were ever going to be able to recover. And then the summer happened. July and August happened. And everyone felt like, okay, I need to get away from where I am. And the safest way to do it is an Airbnb. And so Airbnb started seeing this huge surge in business, and they're still seeing it right now, so much so that they went public on the NASDAQ just, I think, 2 days ago. And I don't know if you saw this, Doug, because you had asked me what the price would be, and I don't remember what the actual IPO was, but it was 143% higher than what they anticipated.
Wow.
So that just gives you an idea. Airbnb is having a really good season right now. And so the part of the Airbnb, they have a new Airbnb.org, and it's an evolution of their original open homes and frontline programs. And essentially, it's a nonprofit that allows hosts who rent out their properties to people who are affected by natural disasters and frontline workers for the pandemic. They will get a special badge. So when you're booking your Airbnb for the future, you can see if you want to support these business owners or these property owners, if you want to support them since they've been volunteering their property without, you know, getting paid for it, it'll be a nice way to recognize them.
Number two this week is an Apple deal.
Right. After months of rumors, Apple officially announced the AirPods Max. It's the first Apple-branded over-the-ear wireless noise-canceling headphones, and they cost $549, which sounds like a lot, but that is on par with what Bose has and with Beats by Dre. And they are available right now, and they are going to ship on December 15th. They should arrive in time for Christmas. And unlike the AirPods and AirPods Pro, which just come in white, the AirPods Max come in dark gray, silver, blue, green, and pink. And so it has a 20-hour battery life. So pretty cool.
Very cool. Number one, Netflix. What are they doing?
The biggest scam that's happening right now, and it's not even Netflix's fault, just do not fall for it. If you get a text message or an email saying Netflix is giving away free subscriptions, they are not. It's a scam. Don't click on the link.
Tell
Doug that all the time. Don't click on the link.
Don't click on that link. 59 past the hour. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at your service.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Looking for gifts for DIYers? A new year and new projects are just around the corner, so shop Lowe's for tools the pros use. Right now, save big on over 200 powerful DeWalt 20-volt max tools. And pick up an extra two-pack of 20-volt max 3-amp-hour batteries that was $149 and is now $99. Shop in-store, home on our app and Lowe's.com, and pick up curbside for contactless service. While supplies last, valid through February 3rd, 2021. U.S. only.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and must consumer.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The first coronavirus vaccine to be approved by the FDA getting shipped out right away, according to the general in charge of the Trump administration's Operation Warp Speed.
General Gus Perna says he expects the first shipments to arrive Monday with more over the following 2 days.
Within the next 24 hours, they will begin moving vaccine from the Pfizer manufacturing facility to the UPS and FedEx hubs. And then it will go out to the 636 locations nationwide.
Perna knows there won't be enough initial doses to vaccinate Americans for herd immunity.
We know that we are not done.
For those skeptical of the coronavirus vaccine, FDA Commissioner Dr. Stephen Hahn says they didn't cut corners, just red tape.
I know the meticulousness of the review that the FDA has done. I will absolutely take this COVID-19 vaccine.
I'm Julie Walker.
The American spirit of generosity this holiday season showing signs of the pandemic. Despite record amounts of charitable donations this year, nonprofits are hurting across the country as organizations face soaring costs and demand for help, yet are largely without their own support systems. The Trump campaign urging Republican voters in Georgia to take the Senate runoffs seriously.
Joe Biden will travel to Georgia in the coming week, and the Trump campaign took notice. It issued a statement saying Biden's trip proves that Democrats are taking the Senate runoff election seriously, and so should Republicans. Control of the U.S. Senate is at stake, and campaign manager Bill Stepien says conservatives need to hold the line against a radical leftist agenda. President Trump and Vice President Pence have both made visits to Georgia to boost GOP turnout. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A former aide to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who's now running for Manhattan Borough president, accusing the Democratic governor of sexual harassment. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Cuba's president says the government will unify the island's monetary system on New Year's Day.
The unification will close the door on over 25 years with two national currencies in circulation. Cuba will revert to using its peso, which has an official exchange rate of 24 per U.S. dollar. It'll drop the convertible peso, which is worth about $1. Currently, Cuba is suffering a severe economic crisis arising from its unproductive economy and sanctions imposed by the U.S. to pressure the government.
Jeremy House with that report. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says it would be a mistake to go back to business as usual with Iran, signaling resistance to an expected push by Joe Biden to revive the international nuclear deal with Iran should Biden become president. More breaking news and more analysis, they're both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A man accused of trafficking people who have entered the U.S. illegally makes a plea.
A U.S. attorney's office in Virginia says a Texas man has pleaded guilty in federal court to taking a van of people who lacked permission to enter the U.S. from Texas to three eastern states. Acting U.S. Attorney Daniel P. Bubar said 30-year-old Gary Donald Smith of McKinney, Texas, pleaded guilty on Thursday. Court documents show Smith was recruited to take people in a van from Dallas to New York, New Jersey, and Maryland. In February, Smith picked up passengers in Dallas, but was involved in a traffic accident in Virginia when law enforcement found the people who had entered the country illegally. Keith Peters reporting.
Computers at the U.S. Treasury Department and possibly other federal agencies hit by hackers touching off a government response involving the National Security Council. Check out more on these stories. Log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
And now, when radio was... Brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm
Greg Bell, and we'll spin this holiday theme show with the works of Cy Howard as we present his two hit radio comedy programs, Life with Luigi and My Friend Irma. Irma, as played by Marie Wilson, comes later because we begin with J. Carroll Nash as a lovable Italian immigrant, joined by the voice of Fred Flintstone, Alan Reed, as Pasquale, in an episode from December 20th, 1948.
You to enjoy Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Pasco left Italy to start his new life in America. He promised his mother that he would write and tell her about his adventures. So now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes to Mama Pasco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, is it now Christmas shopping season? And all the good Americans, they moving out of their houses and they start to live in a one big place. Department stores. Mamma mia, you should see the crowds. Yesterday, I went to Caesar Rosebuck. I went there to buy a 2 cents washer for my sink, which is leaking. Five times I'm a start off to the hardware department. And five times the crowd is pushing me back to the ladies' house coats. Finally, I'm coming home with the 2 cents washer for the sink, which the clerk is a gift wrapped tied with a pink ribbon and a stamp that don't open up before Christmas. Mamma mia, yesterday I'm sent to you your Christmas present. A bread toaster. This is a wonderful American invention, but it's the one thing I'm warning you about. Don't try to stuff in the whole bread at the one time. Put in just one slice of bread, and don't do nothing until you see the smoker come out. Then you take out of the bread, scrape off the black part, and eat. This is a taste almost as good as a plain bread that's stale. For the Christmas time, Mama, everybody has got a list with the friends' name on it. I've got mine too. Everybody's name is on it, except my countryman Pasquale. Because for him, I've got something extra special. All year long, I've put away $1 a week in my bank's Christmas club. Till now, I've got $50. Just for this big surprise for Pasquale. It's a wonderful surprise. And it's such a big secret, I'm a hater even to tell him myself. But you I can tell him, Mamma Mia. You see, everybody is a get to somebody. So, oh, here comes a Pasquale. He's in my store now. I'm right to you more later.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale. Merry Christmas.
And a Merry Christmas to you, little banana nose. Luigi, I know you're short of money, so don't get me nothing that you can't pay out in the 12 easy installments.
All right, Pasquale. Pasquale, you finished with your Christmas shopping yet?
Luigi, how would you like to see television every night the next year?
Oh, Pasquale, you shouldn't.
Don't worry, I didn't.
Well, what are you talking?
I'm only teasing, Luigi. I'm going to buy you a big, beautiful television set.
Oh, Pasquale, you wonderful.
Sure, and I'm not going to get you just a plain little 10-inch screen.
No.
This is going to have a 16-inch screen. Is it going to keep out all of the flies?
Thank you, Pasquale.
Also, this set is going to have a 100-foot electric cord.
Yeah, but Pasquale, I'm going to get a little room. I don't need a 100-foot electric cord to reach the socket.
Oh, I forgot to tell you something, little cabbage puss. You're going to plug the cord into your store, but the television set is going to play in my daughter Rose's room.
Pasquale, you mean every time I'm going to watch the television set, I'm going to do it with your daughter?
That's right, you lucky pups, you.
Pasquale, if you don't mind, I'm ready to listen to my radio.
That's the matter. Don't you think there's enough to see on the television?
Well, sure, Pasquale. But with your daughter Rosie in the room, who's going to be able to see it?
Oh, Luigi, will you stop her with the fat to talk? So what if my rail roses are weighed 250 pounds? That's not so big. It's all the way you look at it.
Pasquale, if you don't mind, I'm rather not to look.
Oh, Luigi, why don't you think about it? Be fair. Remember, there's a two sides to everything.
Yeah, but there's an eighth side to Russia.
Oh, Luigi, you make me so mad. Remind me, after you give me my Christmas present, I'm never sure to speak to you again.
Well, all right, Pasquale. Now, if you don't mind, please, I'm got to go to my night school class.
All right, go, Luigi. Now, remember, don't go spending any money out of me for Christmas. Huh? My waist is a 56 and my neck size is a 19.
All right, Pasquale. Goodbye. I'm going to see you later.
That little pumpkin head. Where is he going to get the money to buy any good presents anyway? He's always got to come to me for money. I'm his private little marshal plan. Hey, what's this? He's left behind. Little envelope. I'm a no like to peek, but if the inside of the envelope wants to peek on me... Hey, what's this? $50. Oh, he's a do something behind my back. Let's see what he's write on this paper. Christmas list. Well, my name must be on the top. Miss Spaulding. Schultz, Horowitz, Olson... Hey, must be saving me for the last. Mailman, Rosa, window cleaner, Officer Flanagan, Tommy the newsboy, Jake the pickle man. He left me out. $50. He's a hid away from me and he's a left me out. To me, he's a guardian in America. When he's a come here from Italy, I'm going to give him his first pair of shoes. His first haircut. He's the first comic book. And when he's no good to read it, I was to help him out. I was to get somebody to read it to him. No prisoner for Pasquale, huh? Well, I'm going to show him this list. And this money, well, I ain't going to keep it. I'm just going to hold it for him till Christmas. 1999.
All right, class, quiet, please. I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Here.
Mr. Horowitz?
Here.
Mr. Olson?
Here.
Mr. Schultz?
Up, dancer, up, prancer, up, dunder, up, listen.
Mr. Schultz, is that supposed to be St. Nicholas calling his reindeer?
It ain't Frankie Lane calling his mule train. Clippity-clop.
Mr. Schultz, no more singing. And stop cracking your belt.
All right. Down, Hickok. Smile, Miss Spaulding. It's just the Christmas spirit. Here's a little present I brought for you.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. Schultz.
Miss Spaulding, I brought you something, too.
And here's my gift to Miss Spaulding.
I brought you something also.
Ooh, what a bunch of copycats.
Well, class, it's wonderful. I can't find the words.
Who cares, as long as you don't find the price tag.
And Schultz, Horowitz Olsen, here I'm brought to you some little things, too.
Thank you, Luigi. Oh, that's wonderful.
Fellas, should I do it to him now?
Sure, go ahead. Go ahead.
Luigi. We got together yesterday after class, and Well, we all talked about you and what a nice fella you was. And, but we shipped in and here's your Christmas present and that's all.
Merry Christmas,
Mr. Basco.
Oh, friends, what a wonderful present. This is the most beautiful fountain pen I've ever owned. Is it the only fountain pen I've ever owned? Mamma mia. A gold top with a beautiful inner sides.
Luigi, go ahead. Read the inscription that we wrote to you on the pen.
Yo-ho, Luigi, and it comes straight from the heart.
All right, I'm going to read. 14-carat gold filled.
Luigi, you're reading the poem. Here, on the cap, you read.
Oh, with a sincere friendship, Christmas 1949. Oh, class, this is beautiful. And I can't think of any other words that you could have added.
More words? If we added any more words, we'd have you had ended up with two fountain pens.
Luigi, we're glad you like it. It was just a slight return for the presents you got us.
Luigi, what did you get for Pasquale?
Huh? Oh, well, for Pasquale, I'm getting something extra special. You see, he's the one who's brought me to this country. He's a watch over me all of the time. So I'm getting him a big surprise.
A wallet?
A what?
A necktie?
A noose?
No, class, it wasn't none of those things. It's a surprise.
Well, give us a hint already.
Well, it's something that Pasquale no can touch, smell, or feel. He's not going to keep it, but once he's got it, he's not going to change it.
Stop, Luigi. You're getting us all for shimmers.
Come on, Luigi. You just got a curiosity all around.
Yeah, what are you going to give Pasquale?
Well, yesterday I went to the bank, took out the money, and I said it to myself, what am I going to get Pasquale that's different? Something that nobody has ever given anybody before.
Aha, so you're getting him a shrunken mummy head.
Mr. Schultz, will you please stop interrupting and let Mr. Basco finish?
Well, anyway, I'm a took of this money, and I'm a... Mamma mia.
Well, is something wrong, Mr. Basco?
Well, Pasquale's the Christmas money. It's a missing. I'm a lost.
No, look, wait, Luigi. First look in all your pockets.
You're interesting, for you might have left it.
No, I'm a left it in no place. I'm a lost it. Oh, it's terrible. Please, Miss Pauline, you excuse me. I've got to go look for it.
Oh, certainly, Mr. Basco.
Luigi, don't take it so hard. Smile. It's only money. So you lost it. What are you going to do? Jump off the bridge? How much money did you lose?
$50.
$50? Luigi, move over and I'll jump off with you.
This is Life with Luigi. And we'll be back after this short break.
I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. Who doesn't love saving money on purchases, especially with the year we've had? And it's never been easier with the Slick Deals browser extension for Chrome and Edge. You already know about slickdeals.net, the largest social platform for scoring deals wherever you shop. And with the Slick Deals browser extension, you can get early access to Slick Deals' best of web deals, as vetted and voted on by its community of more than 12 million users. No more hunting for coupon codes, as the Slick Deals browser extension automatically finds and applies the best codes whenever you check out, all to save you money on purchases. Access exclusive coupons from hundreds of stores, set up a deal alert from anywhere on the web, and a whole lot more. With the free money-saving Slick Deals browser extension for Chrome and Edge, enable it today at slickdeals.net/radio. That's slickdeals.net/radio.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Use promo code SUN or call 800-442-0471. That's MyPillow.com. Click the Radio Listener Special Square and use promo code SUN.
Welcome back to Life with Luigi on When Radio Was.
And now for the second act of Luigi Basco's adventures in Chicago, we turn to page 2 of his letter to his mother in Italy.
And so, Mamma Mia, it's no use even to tell you what wonderful a present I was going to get for Pasquale. Because I was a loss of the $50, I was a saver for it. All night long, I'm looking the streets with my searchlight. No money, and it's costing me 20 cents for batteries. Also, in my house, I'm going to look all over. Under my rug, in the flower pot, in the chandelier. All I'm going to find is a dust in a flower pot, in a chandelier, and no lamp, but the one that's no work. Also, I'm going to push away all the furniture, sweep up all of the floors. Dust under the couch and the bed. I'm no fan of the money, Mamma Mia, but today I'm going to get the cleanest room in Chicago. Mamma Mia, I'm going to know how to look at Pasquale. Right now, I'm going to see him looking through the window. He don't see me, but I'm going to see him. Yeah, he's talking to Rosie, and he's looking very mad. I'm going to just imagine what he's saying to her about me.
Rosa, stop eating for a minute. I want to talk to you.
All right, Papa.
Rosa, who's the best friend Luigi ever had?
You, Papa.
And who's treated him better, fairer than anybody in this country?
You, Papa.
And who's turned out to be a rotten, ungrateful jackass?
You, Papa.
For this, I'm sending you into college. Can you say nothing but you, Papa? Go back to you, Papa. Rosa, from now on, we're true with Luigi. Don't ever associate with him. Don't go near him. Don't ever let me see you thinking about him.
Can I marry him, Papa?
Not even that. Rosa, if he was to come back to you on his hands and his knees, what would you say to him?
Luigi, you want to play piggyback?
Oh, shut up your face. I'm not going to stand this. Better have a good reason why he left me out of his Christmas list. I'm going to break his neck and... Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Pasquale. Merry Christmas.
That all depends. What are you looking so sad about? You did something you're sorry for, maybe?
Pasquale, I'm a lost little white envelope, but maybe you was a founder?
Absolutely not, and I can approve it with 6 witnesses.
I'm a believer, Pasquale.
Luigi.
What, Pasquale?
You didn't forget anything lately, did you?
Forget it?
Well, you know, it's the season now for Santa Claus. People are being generous. Fill the stockings over the fireplace.
Pasquale, I'm sorry, but...
Don't butter me no butts. Luigi, all year long, you've been crying about that broken-down old radio you got that's always blowing the tubes. So yesterday, I went out and I bought you something.
A new radio?
No, three new tubes. That was going to be your present, including a few other things I was going to get you. But now you could forget them.
But Pasquale, please listen.
After all, a fellow who's a forgetter, I'm alive.
But Pasquale, I'm didn't forget you.
Huh? You got something for me, Luigi? Are you saving for surprise, eh, Luigi?
Yeah, Pasquale. Here's your present and a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Luigi. What a beautiful fountain pen. Look, a gold cap for 14 carats of point.
That's right.
Oh, it's a writing on it. With a sincere friendship, a Christmas of 1949. Luigi, I got to apologize to you. I had you all wrong.
That's all right, Pasquale. As long as you're happy enough.
Sure, I'm very happy. Now, you did me a favor, I'm going to do you a favor.
Pasquale, please, no rosa.
It's not the roses, it's something else. Luigi, when you left the store yesterday, I was standing there, and suddenly...
Luigi, my fellow boober.
Oh, hello, Schultz.
Smile, Luigi. A Merry Christmas to everybody, even you, Pasquale.
Merry Christmas to Mr. Delicatessen Man.
Luigi, I never got the chance to really thank you for that little wallet you gave me for a present.
That's all right, Schultz. He used it in a good health.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I love that little secret compartment inside where you can hide the money. Uh-huh. You know, it's really very tricky. It took my wife 10 minutes to find it. Smile, everybody. Be like me, always laughing.
My rheumatism is killing me.
But anyway, Luigi, thanks for the wallet. And it's too bad that you didn't find it.
I'm going to talk to you.
Just a second, Luigi. Pasquale, it's too bad that Luigi couldn't get you a present this year. What are you talking about? Luigi would never forget his best friend, Pasquale.
Pasquale,
Look, Schultz, Luigi would never give this to me.
Pasquale.
That's a very expensive present.
Himmel, ain't that the same fountain pen the class gave you, Luigi?
Ah.
Yeah, that's right, Schultz. I'm like it is so much ammo and out, and I got the same kind of wonderful Pasquale.
Uh-huh. And where's yours, Luigi?
Mind it, well, Harris, you know, Schultz, on the way home from school, I'm lost to mine.
Oh, you did, huh?
Uh-huh.
Then tell me, Luigi, how could you buy Pasquale a fountain pen if you lost the $50? Luigi, you mean you couldn't have bought me a present when you lost the money, so you gave me the fountain pen the class is giving you? Is that what you mean, Luigi, yeah? I'm a...
Merry Christmas, Pasquale.
Luigi. Luigi, why didn't you tell him why you didn't give him a present? Pasquale, did you know that this little Wiener Schnitzel here, he's been saving $1 a week from his lunches and car fares just so he could prepare a big surprise for you? Luigi, you was going to spend all of the $50 out of me? What could you buy? A suit, a coat, the shoes, a down payment on an automobile?
No, Pasquale, it was nothing like that. Was there nothing you could wear or eat or play with? Was there something for the heart?
Well, what? Tell us already.
Well, to me, Christmas is not for just the giving of things. It's for the spirit, the peace on earth, the goodwill towards a man. Pasquale, if what I was going to give you would have made you feel that way, it would have been a real Christmas present.
Well, Luigi, where is this present? Maybe if you was suddenly to find the money, you could still buy it.
No, Pasquale, it's not in a store. You see, I went to the church, and I said to Father Carney,
Father Connie, I'm going to be glad to give the church $50 if on a Christmas night your little boys of choir with their beautiful voices there was to come and sing out the side of Pasquale's store.
The little boys of choir. Ach, Luigi, only you could think of a thing like that.
Yeah, but what's the use? I was supposed to be there this morning, but I didn't have the money. I'm sorry, Pasquale. Hey, Pasquale, where are you going?
I'm going to kill myself. Luigi, look under the table.
That's an envelope. Hey, it's looking like my envelope. I'm looking inside. Yeah, there's some money inside. My money. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. 60, 70, 80. 90. 100. But if how's it possible? Was only 50 in the envelope and now it's 100.
Luigi, it's a Christmas time. A miracle can happen.
I wonder who's made the miracle. So, Mamma Mia, Pasquale has got his Christmas present after all. And I'm finishing this letter to you with my brand new fountain pen. Pasquale has wanted to write some extra words on it, like, your best friend of Pasquale. But Schultz is in a letter. So is it now pen and a pencil set. Mamma Mia, maybe you was thinking it to yourself. How much good was my present to have on a Pasquale? Well, I'ma tell you. After everybody is went away, the father, the choir, Schultz, I'ma look at the empty envelope, and I'ma say it to Pasquale. Pasquale, you made it a miracle. And a Pasquale has said it to me. No, Luigi. You did. It's a take a miracle to make a miracle. Merry Christmas, Mamma Mia. To Uncle Pedro, the goat, to everybody in our little town, but most especially to you. Your loving son, Luigi Basco, Little Immigrant.
Next Tuesday at the same time over most of these stations when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his mama Basco describing his adventures in America. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is written by Mac Benoff and Lou Derman and directed by Mac Benoff. J. Carroll Nash is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hans Conried as Schultz, Jody Gilbert as Rosa, Mary Shipp as Miss Spaulding, Joe Forte as Horowitz, Ken Peters as Olson. Music is under the direction of Lud Gluskin. Bob Stevenson's Christmas.
From December 20th, 1948, as that series debuted just a couple of months or so earlier, that was the very first Life with Luigi Christmas show. I'm Greg Bell, and next on When Radio Was, Cy Howard's other radio comedy program. Of course, it also celebrates the Yuletide. It's My Friend Irma, right after this.
Personal notice, danger's my stock and trade. If the job's too tough for you to handle, you got a job for me, George Valentine.
From the darkest, foggiest, most rain-swept streets of your imagination come 20 episodes of great radio private eyes from Radio Spirits.
It's easy to rent yourself out and you make a few bucks, but sooner or later you get burned. It doesn't make any difference whether you're a man or a mouse, because down on the waterfront in San Francisco, they build the traps both ways.
Radio's best-remembered detectives take on all comers in this wide-ranging collection of thrill-packed cases of crime.
parked a block away and started toward it on foot when the glow from a lonely cigarette said that it wasn't quite as deserted as it should have been. The cigarette belonged to a woman who was someplace under a lot of makeup.
Interesting evening.
You're asking me or telling me?
Well, either it is, it has been, or it could be. Take your pick. You look like a bright boy.
From Philip Marlowe to Sam Spade, from the upscale nightlife of the Falcon to the grubby dockside world of Pat Novak, get set for classic radio drama at its most entertaining.
I want to see her, and I'm going to see her.
Trick I learned a long time ago. Shoot a guy in the knee, and he'll never walk straight again.
You ever done it?
Oh, yeah. That's how I learned.
Ow! That's one I learned, baby.
Great Radio Private Eyes is regularly priced at $39.98. But when Radio Woz listeners only need to pay half that. For you, it's just $19.99 plus get free standard shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code PRIVATE7.
Live sharply with your senses in high gear as a confidential cop must. You notice things the average citizen never sees.
Get Great Radio Private Eyes today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code PRIVATE7. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
If you're in the market for a new laptop for your 9-to-5 work life and your 5-to-9 downtime, look no further than the ASUS ZenBook 13 or ZenBook 14, two new generation 13.3-inch and 14-inch ultra-portable laptops. ZenBook 13 and ZenBook 14 are even thinner and lighter than their predecessors. The new ZenBook 13 weighs just 1.07 kilograms, and both models are a mere 13.9 millimeters thin. But for such an ultra-thin design, they offer comprehensive connectivity capabilities, including full-size HDMI and USB Type-A ports, in addition to Thunderbolt 4 USB-C and a micro USB card reader. Other features include a four-sided nano-edge display, ASUS NumberPad 2.0, and up to 21 hours of battery life. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from. Visit ASUS.com for more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. I'm Greg Bell, and before the break, we heard a holiday episode of Life with Luigi, and now a Christmas offering from Cy Howard's other radio comedy series. This is from December 20th of 1948.
Lever Brothers Company presents the Pepsodent show, My Friend Irma, created by Cy Howard and starring Marie Wilson as Irma with Joan Banks as Jane.
Friendship, friendship, just a perfect friendship. When other friendships have been forgot, theirs will still be hot. My friend Irma.
Well, here it is, Christmas Eve at 8224 West 73rd Street, New York City. And on the third floor in apartment 3D, all is serene and quiet. Except for my roommate, Irma Peterson, who is reading.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring. Ah! Look, Jane, a mouse!
Now, don't get excited. It's lost. It's probably looking for Professor Kropotkin's room.
Oh, gee, Jane, I've never been so happy on Christmas Eve, and that's because I have such wonderful friends. You and Richard and Mrs. O'Reilly and Professor Kropotkin and, of course, Al.
Oh, by all means, Al.
Of course, I can't really consider Al a friend because I'm going to marry him.
Naturally.
And, Jane, you don't know what it means to have a few good friends you can count on, especially a Christmas Eve. Well, you know, when you'd really like to be with your family, but mine lives over 1,500 miles from here.
Irma, you never say much about your family.
Oh, Jane, there isn't much to say. They're just an average family, just like me. Perfectly normal people. For instance, there's Anna Peterson, my younger sister. She's not as old as I am.
It figures.
And there's my brother, Ernie Peterson. He's engaged. To be married, of course.
Yes, of course. What about your parents?
Oh, I miss them the most. They're just like a mother and father to me.
You know that happens in most families, Irma.
But, gee, they're, They're all in Minnesota, and I'm here. But I'm not lonesome because I'm surrounded by good friends, and Jane, I really appreciate them. That's why I'm giving a Christmas Eve surprise party tonight for you and Richard and Professor Kropotkin and Mrs. O'Reilly and Al.
Tonight?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Irma, honey. Well, I don't know how to tell you, but...
Tell me what?
Well, dear, excuse me, honey. Hello? Oh, hello, Richard. What? Yes, I know it's formal. No, I've never been to the Long Island Country Club. Yes, I'm terribly excited. It'll be our second Christmas Eve together. Oh, I'll be ready. Goodbye, dear.
Jane, you mean you're going out tonight with Richard? Or what about my Christmas Eve party?
Well, honey, you didn't say anything about it, and Richard invited me to a Christmas party at the Long Island Country Club. I'd hate to miss it. It's the affair of the season.
Well, but this is Christmas Eve, and I thought tonight we'd be together. Christmas Eve isn't like other holidays, you know.
Well, I realize that, honey, but...
Well, I could understand it if it was Independence Day, then we wouldn't have to be together. We could be independent.
Irma, I'm terribly sorry, but... Well, there's nothing I can do about it. Richard asked me weeks ago. Anyway, my not being here shouldn't spoil your party. You'll still have Professor Kropotkin and Mrs. O'Reilly and Al.
I understand, Jane. I still have the others.
Sure. Come in.
It's only me, Professor Kropotkin. How are my two little Christmas trees? One full grown and the other a little sapling.
Why, Professor?
Excuse me, a little Yuletide joke. By the way, girls, a Merry Christmas to you both.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Merry Christmas, Professor.
I hope you'll excuse me for coming down. I don't mean to interrupt, but I wasn't feeling so good. And when I don't feel so good, I always rush out of my room as fast as I can.
Why?
I wouldn't be found dead in that place. Well, girls, do you realize tonight is Christmas Eve?
Yes, and just look at that blanket of snow outside. Isn't it lovely?
That is a matter of opinion. If Mrs. O'Reilly doesn't put glass in my windows, not only will I have a blanket of snow, I'll have a carpet of the same material.
Oh, Irma, you'd better ask the professor about this evening before it's too late.
Oh, yes. Professor, will you come to my Christmas Eve party tonight?
Tonight? Oh, Irma, I'm so sorry.
You mean you can't come either?
But it can't be helped. Tonight I'm playing my fiddle at the Gypsy Tea Room. I've been practicing all day.
Well, that's terrible.
Yes, I know, but they pay me for it.
First Jane disappoints me, and now you.
Well, now look, honey, the professor can't help it. He must earn a living. And after all, you still have Mrs. O'Reilly and maybe the Martins upstairs. And, of course, there's Al. Come in.
Hello, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Well, the same to you, Mrs. O'Reilly.
Merry Christmas.
Say, Mrs. O'Reilly, that's a beautiful stairs, but that sign in the middle of it.
You don't like it?
Merry Christmas, lots of cheer. Remember the landlady or you'll freeze next year. To me, it's not a sentimental thought.
Miss O'Reilly, I'm giving a big surprise Christmas Eve party tonight for you and Al. Will you come?
Tonight? Oh, Irma, darling, I'm so sorry.
You mean you're too busy, too?
Yes, the Martins have invited me to go to Jersey with them. And since they owe me 4 months' back rent, I can't afford to let them get on the train by themselves.
This is awful. First Jane turned me down, and the professor, now you...
Maybe next year, Irma, dear. Merry Christmas and goodbye.
Oh, Jane.
Oh, sweetie, now stop crying. I know you're disappointed, but you should have told us about your party earlier. And besides, honey, you won't be left alone. You bought some food, didn't you?
What do you mean? Of course I bought some food.
Then Al will show up, I guarantee it.
Speaking of food, I think I'll go up to my room and have my dinner.
Are you cooking, Professor?
No, I just take one look at that dump, I sit down and I eat my heart out. Merry Christmas, girls. I'm sorry, Irma.
You're listening to My Friend Irma, and we'll be right back after this short break.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
This way for you.
Well, it's all right, Jane. This is one way of finding out who my real friends are. They're Al. Every one of them.
Come in.
Hello, Jane. Hiya, chicken. Merry Christmas.
Oh, gee, Al. Merry, Merry Christmas. I'm so glad to see you.
Same here, chicken. I like being with you, too. Mind if I warm my hands on the radiator?
Well, of course not, honey. How'd they get so cold?
Wanted to take the crosstown trolley, but with all that snow on the ground, took me 4 hours to find a transfer.
Honey, that's too bad, and your poor face is so red.
That ain't from the cold, chicken. They caught me with yesterday's transfer.
Oh, my goodness, look at the time. Richard's going to pick me up in an hour, and I haven't even started to dress. Al, aren't you going to take your top coat off?
Oh, thanks, Jane, but I ain't staying. Just came in to wish chicken a Merry Christmas. I gotta be on my way. Got a big deal brewing.
Oh, Al.
Oh, chicken, it's important.
Oh, you and your deal.
Business is business, chicken. I gotta be running along.
But I'll be left all alone on Christmas Eve. And Al, I depended on you, my own boyfriend.
Chicken, if I could only explain.
Don't bother. None of you must think very much of me if you can leave me alone on Christmas Eve. Fine friends I have. Goodbye.
How do you like that?
Al, of all the low-down, contemptible, good-for-nothing...
Hold it, Jane. I won't have you saying those things about the girl I love.
I'm not talking about Irma. I mean you. How could you desert her on Christmas Eve of all nights? Me, I have to go out with Richard, but you're her boyfriend.
Oh, Jane, I love Irma. And when a man is in love, he ain't responsible. He may do strange things. Things he'd never do in his right mind.
What are you talking about?
I went and got a job.
You got a job? Al, have you been drinking?
Knew it would shock you, but it's just for one night. Want to make a little dough and buy Irma a present.
Oh, well, I apologize, Al. I'm sorry I yelled at you.
Forget it, Jane.
Oh, gee. Listen, Al. The Christmas carolers.
Gee, that's pretty. Would like to stay, but I gotta get to work. Tell her I'll see you tomorrow, huh? Goodbye.
With you to the Christmas dance.
Why not? Are you ill?
No, Richard, I'm all right. It's just that, well, Irma, you see, Irma hasn't any family or relatives in New York, and this Christmas Eve, all our friends seem to be busy, and I just couldn't leave her alone, Richard.
I wouldn't want you to.
Are you sure you mean that, Richard?
Of course, honey, I understand. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Goodbye, and Merry Christmas, Jane.
Merry Christmas, Richard. Al, I thought you left.
Came back for my hat. Didn't mean to eavesdrop, Jane, but if you're willing to give up a good time tonight for Irma, I guess it's my duty to be with Chicken, too.
Oh, Al, that'd be just wonderful. But wait a minute, what about the present you were going to get for Irma? If you don't work tonight, where will you get the money for it?
Gonna hock my watch.
But, Al, that's the only thing you own. You know that no matter how bad times have been, you always said you would never hock your watch.
Well, a man like me don't need a watch. I sleep all day long. So time is not important. And at night, it's too late to do anything.
Come in. Oh, it's you, Professor.
Excuse me, Jane. I've been thinking about poor little Irma, and, well, I decided to give up the job so tonight I could be with her.
But, Professor, won't that cost you money? You get big tips during Christmas.
On Christmas Eve, it's not important to make money. It's important to be with friends. After all, what's money?
Well, it's pretty important.
I see you've been talking to Mrs. O'Reilly again. No, my little Irma has no father in New York, so tonight Professor Kropotkin will be her father.
Atta boy, Pop.
Listen, Al, the first chance I get, I'm disinheriting you.
Excuse me, everybody. I took the liberty of walking in.
Why, Mrs. O'Reilly, I thought you were on your way to New Jersey.
I changed my mind. I got to thinking about poor little Irma being all alone tonight, and I just didn't have the heart to go. I'm going to stay here with Irma.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Professor Kropotkin just said he's going to be her father.
I tell you, if that's the case, I'll be her mother.
I got news for you. If you're the mother, I'll be on the train for Reno in the morning.
Listen, everybody, I've got a wonderful idea. Irma was going to throw a surprise party for us. Now we'll throw one for her. We'll give her the best Christmas a girl ever had.
Swell. I'll go out and hock my watch and buy the present. I'll get my violin.
Oh, and we can have the party in my apartment. It's bigger. Come along, Janie, and we'll start decorating. Oh, it'll be a merry Christmas. Come on, Professor. Take me arm.
A fair swap. She's been taking my blood all year.
Oh, wait until Irma finds out. She'll be the happiest girl in New York.
Train now leaving on track 6 for Harmon, Poughkeepsie, Albany, Buffalo, and Point.
Next? Where to, miss?
Please, mister, what is the fare to Minneapolis?
$58 round trip.
$58? I only have six. Where can I go for $6?
$6? Let me see. How about Niagara Falls?
Oh, I couldn't go to Niagara Falls. I'm not even married. I'll find some other place to go. Merry Christmas.
first half of a Christmas episode of My Friend Irma. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. While Marie Wilson was Irma, her usual co-star was absent, replaced by Joan Banks. Do you recall the name of the actress who usually played Jane Stacy? I'll name her and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Just a moment. Don't settle back in your chair. You're going for a ride. Ready?
Are you ready to never miss a When Radio Was episode and stream the most recent shows for free? Then get our Radio Spirits app today. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Alice is madly in love with Phil, and Phil is madly in love with Phil.
And we're madly in love, too, with free streams on the Radio Spirits app. Try one of our premium plans and get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, Jack Benny, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, and many more. You can also download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening, bookmark programs, and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
I don't know if I can stand the shock. Come clean. What's the problem?
There's no problem if you want free When Radio Was daily streams. Just download the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Get a free trial now for your iPhone at the App Store or for your Android at Google Play. Celebrate the most wonderful time of the year with MusicRewind.com, where we offer music that brings back the fondest memories and the perfect place to make new ones. We're also offering you the best gift of the season. Get I Just Love Christmas, a 3-CD collection of Christmas favorites, free with any order. Just go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 to receive I Just Love Christmas, a $19.98 value, absolutely free with any order. Just enter or mention promo code FREEGIFT66. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 to get your free I Just Love Christmas 3-CD collection today. Remember promo code FREEGIFT66 with your order. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Electric scooters have exploded in popularity around the country, and at least 10 national companies have emerged, renting the scooters by the hour in many cities. They're called micromobility companies, and they're growing quickly. But in Connecticut, any industry growing that quickly and making profits that impressive offers an opportunity for regulation. Sure enough, the legislature passed a new law this year, subjecting riders and owners to a slew of new state regulations. They also made sure to allow local governments to add even more regulations. Riding a bike or a scooter requires common sense, the most uncommon thing in our culture, but it does not require government regulation. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where before the break we heard Joan Banks as Jane in the comedy series My Friend Irma. But she was a fill-in performer, stepping in for original actress Kathy Lewis, who missed a few months battling illness. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it this time around. Remember, though, to visit us at the website, which is whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcement.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.